life sucks, this show really gives you the ability to bring you back up and make you feel okay.
Hello, lady.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hello, lady. Welcome to the day. Hey, kids. How are we feeling? We good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay. All right. Everyone needs to wake the hell up. Hello. Don't make me pinch them. You know what I'm saying? Well, welcome to the day. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hi, Froggy.
Good morning.
Hi, Gandhi.
Hello.
Hello, Scary.
Hi.
There's producer Sam. And look, there's Straight Nate.
Buenos dias.
He's so clean-shaven today.
I try.
Yeah,
what's up with that? Did I say hi to everyone?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we need some Avril Lavigne.
What? Joe Jonas' biggest fear.
I know. Remember that? That was a great story Joe Jonas told. He's deathly afraid of Avril Lavigne. All right, a little Avril Lavigne to wake your ass up. Welcome to Tuesday. Let's go. There you go. That sounded pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
Joe Jonas, very afraid of Avril Lavigne. Hey, let's get going. Our first caller of the day is Anna, calling in from beautiful Hoboken, New Jersey. Hey, Anna, tomorrow's your birthday, but you're celebrating today, right?
Well, not only am I celebrating today, but it's my dad's birthday today, and he would love nothing more than to get a shout-out from you guys.
Aw. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Happy birthday.
Hi, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be on with you guys. I listen every morning.
Do you have a great relationship with your dad? Is it like a great father-daughter thing?
Honestly, we bonded over you guys, and I bought him your book for Christmas.
Oh, did he read that trash?
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord. He'll never be the same.
Now it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah, read it. Tomorrow's your birthday, so happy early birthday, Anna. Did you have a nice weekend? All good? 3-day weekend? Or did you work? What'd you do?
I did. I loved it. My friend from Boston came down to see me, so it was a great weekend.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
We all have a friend in Boston. Hey, well, look, birthday girl, almost anyway. Anna, I hope you have a great day. You are the first caller of the day, so we have an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt on the way, okay?
Will you please ruin it for me?
Yeah, we're going to annihilate that mother. You're not even going to know it's a shirt by the time it gets to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
We're going to put it in a closet full of moths. Let's eat it. All right, hold on 1 second, Anna. Have a great day. All right, let's get going. Let's go around the room. Danielle, let's start with you. Welcome back from Scottsdale. I was watching you on Instagram all weekend. Looks like you had a great time.
Oh, my gosh. That's what my around the room is. It is so beautiful there. My kids, the whole family wants to go back. Like, when are we going back? We went on a hot air balloon ride. We went on an off-road Jeep adventure up the mountains. We had more Mexican food than anything else. And it is just the most breathtaking place.
It is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. The mountains and just the views and the people are nice. And there's so much to do. And if you're going to visit, Scottsdale, Arizona is definitely a place to go. Put on your bucket list.
But hot air ballooning, I enjoyed it until the landing. The landing scared the crap out of me.
I love the landing. I wanted to flip over. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. God,
but we didn't. We didn't.
We landed in a neighborhood, and everyone came out and looked at us, and we're like, hi. come get us out of here. Hey, what's up with you today, Frog?
So I took my dogs to get groomed over the weekend, and as we go to pick them up, the groomer's like, oh my goodness, they were the best ever. They're some of my favorites. They're so wonderful. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. So I talked to another person who takes their dog there. They told them the same thing. Oh. They tell everybody that. They just want you to come back and spend money again. They don't like my dogs that much.
Man.
I was all proud for no reason.
Don't say that. You've got great dogs.
I'm like, yeah, the boys are the best.
You want them to tell you the truth? They were a terror.
You could say like, well, you know, one's better than the other or whatever. Be honest. Don't just tell everybody they're the best dogs ever and you love them.
Yeah. Gandhi, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I have a question for the parents around here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, Danielle, Froggy, if somebody comments about children or makes a comment about children and they don't have kids, do you tell them to shut up because they don't have kids?
Well, tell them why you're saying this.
Okay, I posted a meme over the weekend that I thought was hilarious, and a lot of people agreed with me, but I think I may have found the most sensitive group of people on the planet, which is new parents, because I made a joke about newborn baby photo shoots.
Yeah.
Man, they were triggered, and a lot of people are like, you don't have kids, you're not allowed to talk. And I
said, what did you say about the baby?
Well, I said when you have a photo shoot with a child that's under a month old, it sort of just looks like an alien laying around. And they were triggered.
But they do look like aliens.
They do.
If you have eyes and you can see, you can have an opinion. You don't have to have a kid to say.
I love those
little photo shoots when they're like, you can put them in the little flower. They're so
cute.
They look like, they're like little pieces of amoeba. They're like amoebas.
Oh, yeah, baby birds without the feathers. Like, wait for the feathers.
I'm going to do that one day,
please,
Donnie.
God, don't.
I will.
But man, they were so mad. I got cursed out
triggered.
This weekend. Yeah.
Triggered parents.
So I reposted it if anyone wants to see.
I mean, I'm sure, you know what? Before they had their little munchkins, whatever you want to call them, they thought the same thing about newborns. So get over it.
I think so, too.
Let's get into our horoscopes. Who you want to do them with today, Producer Sam?
I'd love to do them with Danielle.
All right, here we go.
No celebrity birthdays.
Bummer.
But let's talk about Capricorn. New romantic relationships may be on the horizon. Don't be afraid to open yourself up. Accept a new opportunity. Your day's a 10.
Aquarius, you may want to clear your to-do list as fast as possible. Remember to pace yourself and enjoy what you're doing. Your day's a 7.
Pisces, don't let the demand of others stop you from achieving your goals. Make sure you pay attention to your needs first. Your day's an 8.
Aries, new opportunities may arise in the workplace soon. So keep an ear to the ground for a chance to excel in your career. Your day's a 9.
Taurus, always make sure to stop and smell the roses. Appreciate what you have every day. Your day is a 10.
Gemini, don't shoot down new ideas that are presented to you. Just because you didn't think of them doesn't mean they're any less effective. Your day's a 7.
Cancer, make sure to reconnect with those who haven't been around lately. Let them know that your shoulder is still there to lean on. Your day's a 9.
Leo, it's not easy to ask others for help during a time of need. Remember, you're never truly alone. All it takes is a little courage to step up. Your day's a 10.
Virgo, people may be hiding their true intentions from you. Pay attention to the signs. Establish a plan of action. Your day's an 8.
Libra, it's always hard to walk past a window with a sale sign on it. But now is not the time to give in to your impulses. Assess what you really need first. Your day's a 7.
Scorpio, let the dust settle before jumping right back into a project you've been working on. Get your thoughts in order first, then return to it. Your day's an 8.
And Sagittarius, in order to contemplate your choices, you need to quiet the external noises. Believe in yourself. You have all you need. And your day is a 9. Those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
And there you go. Thank you. Let's get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, bring us up to date. What's going on?
The impeachment trial of President Trump begins in the Senate today. His removal from office considered highly unlikely in the Republican-controlled Senate, but it does all start today. And of course, we will update you as it goes along. Last year was a really good year for Delta Airlines. Did you see what they're doing?
What are they doing?
I highly recommend we do it here. As a reward, they are giving all of their employees who are eligible a 16.6% bonus because they're splitting the profit. So that's about 2 months' pay for every employee. Nate likes that. Yeah, for everybody who can do it, they're going to get that. It's not the first time they've done it. They've done it for 6 years in a row, but this is the biggest payout ever. So.
Okay, I'm sure iHeart's ready to do that for you.
I thought they might be. Put it out into the universe. And finally, we all love Snickers, right? Well, how about a 4,700-pound Snickers?
What?
Yeah, they just built one. Mars Wrigley, in honor of the 90th anniversary, took 600 people. It's equivalent to 41,000 mini Snickers, and it's gigantic.
Oh, that's like heaven right there.
I know. If Scary wasn't doing his fat loss thing right now, I think we could go through that Snickers pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, now how big is it?
It's 4,700 pounds.
Oh, my God. It's like a big Snickers roast.
Yes. Giant.
You carve it up for the family. All right. Here it is. It's Tuesday, the beginning of our week. Anyway, you guys ready for your day?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's have a Tuesday. Here we go.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
With Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Nate here, and if you're tired of tossing and turning at night, try ZzzQuil Pure Z's Liquid Melatonin. Same taste as Pure Z's gummies, but in liquid form. So give yourself a rest and buy it. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Liquid Melatonin. Find it in retailers
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, all right. There are two types of people out there. On the left, you have the people who love the royals and all the stories about Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right, you have people who don't give a flying flip.
Yep,
you know what I'm
saying?
So I know Danielle and I are like royal followers.
Oh, my gosh.
So addicted to it.
Yesterday on the airplane, it was so funny because Sheldon wasn't sitting near me, and I kept going, listen, watch this. Look at what Harry said. Look what so-and-so said. He's like, really, Danielle, calm down.
You can tell right now, calm down, Danielle. Just thinking about it. Well, so Alex looks at me and says, I don't understand. Can't you just leave them alone? Who cares? I said, I care. It's so important that we keep up with everything that's going on.
Of course.
He's like, no, it's not. So all weekend long, I was, flipping around the channels, looking for, specials and things like that. And I found this streaming network. It's all about Royalty. It's the Royalty Network or whatever it's called. I'm like, I got to call Danielle.
The Royalty Network.
Oh, my gosh.
And they give you these tease shows and so because they want you to subscribe, right?
Yeah.
So I was watching one about what it's like to be a servant at Buckingham Palace. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be a butler.
I need to be a fly on the wall so badly for these conversations that they're having, because every time someone comes and makes a royal announcement or a proclamation, I'm like, this is half the truth. Let's see.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we can all sort of relate with what's going on, sort of, in a weird way, because, I mean, it's family drama that's going on right now. It's like, well, here's a part of the family that doesn't want to be a part of the family.
Right.
They don't like us. They don't like what we bring to the table. I mean, we all have family drama, but not quite at that elevation,
right,
you know?
We're not royalty.
Yeah, so no one cares.
Like,
Exactly. But since we started this conversation, Danielle, there are many people out there going, let's go see what Light FM's playing.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about royals.
Sorry.
I never cared about the royals at all until Harry decided to just bounce. Now I'm intrigued. Now I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I started investigating some of the things that have happened, and it is a little fascinating, but I didn't care before this.
Well, a lot of her friends, Megan's friends, are saying, well, all she cares about is money and Hollywood. So obviously, she's breaking up the royal family so she can move back to Hollywood and be a movie star. I'm like, oh, okay.
These are her friends?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I don't think it could. It's not easy giving up your entire life, I would think. You know what I mean?
No
she
way.
Had to give it all up. And maybe she didn't realize at that point. But, I mean, you know what? That's part of being a royal. But now she wants to go back to it. So I don't
all right.
know.
All you royal haters, we'll move on now. But anyway, I'm intrigued. Just wanted to let you know. I'm with you, Danielle. I'm right there next to you. All right, let's get into your feel good for the day. Producer Sam, hi. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was a lot of sleeping, a little bit of drinking, and a fight with my sister. So I'm basically a royal.
Yes. We got to get into all of that today. Let's take a dive into Producer Sam's life later in the show. By the way, that hat you're wearing makes you look like a green penis.
It really does, right? I'm a walking VD.
That needs some treatment.
Ew. All right, so make us feel good. What do you have?
First of all, don't ever isolate that clip of me saying that. All right. So, Officer James Givens and Cecilia Sharon were on duty in Cincinnati, just sitting in their patrol car, when a goose came up to interrupt their afternoon. So this guy starts pecking the side of the door, starts squawking really loudly, and just being a general pain in the butt. So instead of shooing her away, thankfully, these officers decide to investigate, and as soon as they open the door to get out of the car, the goose starts running away.
Yes.
They follow her about 100 yards away, and miraculously enough, this was a display of mommy asking for help for her baby, because there was a tiny duckling tangled up in a balloon string. Is that not incredible? The siblings were nearby, and Mama Goose just kind of stood there, squawked, and supervised as she let Officer Sharon cut her baby free.
Aww.
How cute is that?
That's cute.
The moral is animals are brilliant, and also don't let go of balloons outside, people.
Stop doing that.
Please. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel goods.
I don't know. There's something in the way you said baby duckling that just kind of turned me on.
Oh, so cutie.
Oh, a baby duckling.
Baby duckling.
We need more of those in our lives. All right, thank you, Producer Sam. All right, Danielle, if you can put your royals away for a minute, what do you have coming up?
All right, Jason Momoa did something that's going to make him even hotter in your eyes.
How about that?
A hot man.
Is he going to take a bath?
No, he's not. He doesn't need a bath.
All right.
Are you crazy?
I know. You know, Gandhi likes those dirty boys.
Yes. I do. Kind of a bag.
Yeah. All right. All right. That and more on the way right after this.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Mariah Carey.
What's up? This is Pink.
And you're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Wow, everyone's calling in today. I forgot we have a phone that works. This is cool. You know, you can always text us at 55100 or call us if you want us to hear your voice. Line 21, Tiffany from Rome, New York. Is this true, Tiffany? You just celebrated your 4-year liverversary?
I did, on Sunday.
So a brand new liver 4 years ago.
What? Yes, from my sister.
Wow.
Hey, talk about that. This is your sister's liver?
It is. We did it at New York Presbyterian, the Columbia campus.
Right.
Dr. Samstein did hers, and Dr. Iman put it into me.
Wow.
Wow.
So you got part of her liver?
I do. I have her right lobe.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. That's incredible.
What a good sister.
Yeah.
I know.
You really? Yeah, I guess that would... that would count as doing a good thing for your sister. Here, yeah. Here's a part of my liver.
And then you get to bring it up all the time. Like, shut up. Remember when I gave you my liver?
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she doesn't hold it. Like, she doesn't like rub your nose in that, does she?
She doesn't, but I can never get mad at her. She's never on time for anything, and I always just have to be like, you know what? You saved my life, so I can't be mad at you.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
my sister's late. I mean, her liver's here, but right. Where's the rest of it?
Exactly.
Well, happy liver-versary. I mean, how was it adjusting to that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was pretty okay. I mean, I felt terrible before it, and then right afterwards, everything changed, and I felt healthy again.
Wow. That's excellent. It's such a miracle. If you stop and think what they can do, right, moving a part of a liver from one person to another. And I mean, if you didn't have this liver, would you have passed away? Would you not be alive right now?
Probably not.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Wow. That's wonderful. Tell your sister we said thank you, because we love having you listening to us. Okay, Tiffany?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Happy liver-versary. I'll be thinking about you and your liver tonight when I have a cocktail. All right.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. Joe on line 20. Oh, this,
hey,
you know, this is a heavy medical day on our show. So you're going in for your anal probe today?
Oh, what hey.
Yep, I'm on my way right now to go get it. I got to be there in 15 minutes, so I just wanted you guys to wish me luck.
Oh, all you do is just sit there. They'll take care of everything. Joe,
and it's the best sleep you'll ever have. It's fantastic.
Joe is going in for a colonoscopy. And you know, Danielle and I, we've had several.
Sleep. Wow. Did you take off the rest of the day? Because, man, I crawled back into bed and I slept all day. It was fabulous.
Yep, I'm off the whole day.
Good for you.
Oh, me. After I woke up out of my anal probe, whatever. I went shopping. I was like, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was ready for the day.
I was so tired.
Well, anyway, I was about to say have fun. I mean, good luck. You're going to be just fine.
Good luck.
And yeah, it's great. And you'll love hearing the results when they tell you you're all clean and clean as a whistle. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, thank you for listening. Good luck for that. Yeah. Okay. All right, Joe.
Thank you. Bye.
Anyone having any anal probe today? Anyone?
I don't think so. No. Not medically, no. Anyway.
What about you?
No. Shut up, Froggy.
No, Alex flew home.
No, he's still here.
When are you supposed to do that? Because I don't think I've ever done that.
I started young because a really good friend of mine had some issues. He had colon cancer, actually. So I'm like, I want it now.
Yeah.
And so I went in. So I started getting those like once every 2 years.
I started young as well.
Go for it, Scary.
Do it. Do
Maybe
it.
Maybe it's time to break the seal.
Yeah, and it should probably be first quarter Scary before you stuff yourself with food.
You know, break the seal.
Yeah.
Hey, I will tell you this. You know, just because you get a colonoscopy doesn't mean you're old. But I said something over the weekend, and someone said, oh, you're old. They said, what do you want for dinner? I said, I think I just want some soup.
No, soup is the greatest food on the planet.
Well, what's wrong with soup? You can go to a restaurant and get a soup and salad. It's been for years for everyone.
I don't know, but someone looked at me and said, you're old. Only old people say, I think I'll just have soup.
Nope. I told you, I look for soup on my food apps, and I can never find it. And I know it's out there, so I think I'm searching wrong.
Well, just be careful you say it, Nir. Just don't do it out loud. Hey, before we get into the Daniel report, can we talk about people who are just rude and stupid. I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, first of all, I'm going to start this conversation out with a positive. Congratulations to Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. Their Brooklyn Boys podcast made it into the top 10 of the iHeartRadio podcasts.
Yeah,
which
that's
awesome. Which is a huge thing, right, Brody?
Yes,
talk
sir.
About it.
We've been tickling around 11, tantalizing at 12.
No.
This is the first time out of a couple of 100,000 podcasts that we are the ninth most listened to in the entire run of podcasts for our company.
Woo!
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Congratulations,
guys. It's a weekly
guys.
List, too. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Congratulations.
Thank
so,
you.
Anyway, so Scary and Brody actually went online saying, hey, it was great to wake up to this news today. We made it into the top 10 most listened to podcast on iHeartRadio's top 100 list, which is so cool. So then this other guy, this guy says, y'all's podcast is boring. I'm so sorry to say that. I tried listening to an episode of your podcast, and it nearly put me to sleep.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
That was nice
and necessary.
That was crushing to see that.
Okay, but look. We do live in a world where, look, I know people don't like our show. Mm-hmm. But why do they have to tell us? I mean, just go somewhere
else. Right. Well, if, even if you feel that way, which is, I mean, it's your prerogative to feel that way. You're wrong, but you can feel that way if you'd like. But you don't say that to somebody when they're posting about how happy they are that they're doing well.
Right. Exactly. And I'll be honest. No, I don't like their podcast either, but I'm happy for them.
Oh, no.
I want to be happy for my boys. No, you know, their success is great, and they work hard on those podcasts, and they have their thing, and people it's growing nonstop. That's why it made it into the top 10. So congratulations, guys. I'm happy for you. But as Scary said, back to this guy, Dave Brody said, some opinions don't need to be shared, especially when someone is excited and happy about something. That's the worst time to take a crap on their happiness.
Yeah.
As we always say, don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's ridiculous. What? But I think, Scary, you said it was crushing. It's just one comment. You guys are obviously in the top 10. You're doing very well. I wouldn't let that one comment get to you. There are a million other people who probably love you.
I did write back to him. I told him, listen, this is a milestone that we reached. It's a personal achievement, and I wanted to share it with Instagram. No, and nobody was taking a poll, and nobody asked this guy how he felt. So
exactly.
I said, sorry.
And it really goes beyond the podcast. It goes beyond anything that has to do with Brody and Scary. It has to do with the fact that sometimes people in life can be happy, and it's okay just to let them be happy.
Just enjoy it.
You don't have to post it. For instance, earlier, Danielle was talking about going to Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Visit Scottsdale is the organization?
Yeah.
So she and her family went out, and of course, they are a client. They are partners of ours, and obviously, you know, it's part of Danielle's work, but I've been to Scottsdale. It's a beautiful place to go, especially in the winter. It's a wonderful, beautiful place.
Oh my gosh, 100%. And honestly, it was a place that I didn't expect to enjoy as much as I did. And it was fantastic. I honestly can't wait to go back.
And so she posts it, and someone sent a text in like, how come Danielle is to talk about having a good time in Scottsdale when the rest of us get to go for free? Okay, well, shut up.
Well, I didn't go, and I love the place, too. I think it's fabulous.
Yes,
it's one of my favorite places to go.
Froggy was actually texting me all weekend about how much he loves it there. So.
Exactly. So
the
line, and we're going to move on, is it's okay for people to be happy about things. And if you bring them down or say something negative about them, it says a whole lot about you. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, pull your head out of your ass and go enjoy your life and stop being mean to other people.
Thank you for defending us, Elvis. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Look, I could give you some ideas to make it more fun to listen to.
To get us to number one. Otherwise, we're sitting at number nine forever.
Let's see. We got a text from someone here. Said they went to P.F. Chang's yesterday. And they had the rudest waiter.
The rudest waiter
of P.F. Chang's. And anyway, they were a little too busy, perhaps understaffed. But anyway, we love our P.F. Chang's. And there you have it. Hey, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle.
Yes. All right, so I have to start with the Royals.
All right.
So
people are going to be mad because you're happy.
Okay, well, let's just do a little recap. So I was talking to my husband about this, who's British, and he said, look, you're either in or you're out when it comes to the Royals. You can't do this half-assed.
Oh, that's me.
So the fact that Meghan and Harry wanted to continue to do their duty and serve and all that, he said it was inevitable that it was one or the other. So that's what it looks like right now. It looks like that, you know, the Queen said, look, we're going to grant you what you want, but, you know, you're not going to be able to do all the things that you've been doing. So as of now, it seems like they're okay with that. So that's what's going on there. But I was actually watching Camilla. How do you say her name? Camilla, right? Camila Cabello. I pronounce everybody's name like that. So anyway, she's married to Prince Charles, right? So somebody asked her on television, so will you miss Harry and Meghan? And apparently nobody has been sitting down with her saying, okay, so if you're asked about this is your answer. She just looked at them and she looked like a deer in headlights and she's like, course. That's all she said. Course. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. All right. The new Aaron Hernandez documentary is making it near impossible for the family of Odin Lloyd, the ex-NFL star's murder victim, to recover because they say they were blindsided by this entire film. I know that I have one episode less and it's really intriguing.
It's interesting. It really is.
It really is. So they have been asked over the past couple of years if they wanted to be involved in different documentaries and stuff like that. And they said, no, it's too painful. And so they didn't sign off on this, and so they're not really happy that it is out there.
So how many of you guys have done all three episodes on the Netflix Aaron Hernandez
special?
I have.
Yeah. I got one left.
It's, It is very interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is. Not just with what goes on with him, but what goes on in college football and stuff like that. I learned a lot from this. Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs is going to the Super Bowl.
Yay! Look at that. That was a great game.
He also passed Tom Brady on the list of the best-selling NFL jerseys. So congratulations to him. And he has his own cereal. We did try that on Serial Killers podcast. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, did you see the picture? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It was so cool.
It really was. So they reunited at the SAG Awards, and she won a big award. He won a big award. They got excited for each other. They take this picture, and Brad is basically grabbing Jen's wrist, and one of her fingers is under his lapel, like the lapel of his jacket. People were like going crazy, and the way they're looking at each other, it's like, oh my gosh,
I love it.
I hope they get back together.
I'll admit, it made me happy to see it.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago was it when they broke up?
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
and of course, to take you back, the rumor was he cheated on Jennifer with what's her name,
Angelina Jolie.
Right. And so. She's been all mad. If that's true, I get it. She deserves to be upset over the whole thing. And so that was maybe the first time they've seen each other since then? Or at least in front of a camera?
They've seen each other. There actually have been rumors that things have been behind the scenes. But this was kind of, it was just so cool.
I totally want to think they're doing it again.
Me too.
Oh, God, stop it.
I have to think that they are.
They look so cute. He was like standing back there watching her speech, just staring at it intently. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cute.
You're such a junior in high school.
I know. Hold on a second. I normally could not give a crap less about any of this Hollywood relationship crap. But there's something about Brad and Jen that I would love to see them get back together.
Yeah,
I really would love to see it.
I want Jen to be happy.
That's not what you said. You said, I need to know they're doing it.
I want to hope they're doing it again on the side. And I don't need to know. I just want to, in my heart, I want to think that they've had a chance to,
do it again.
I even said to my boyfriend yesterday, I was like, I know you don't care about this stuff, and I don't either, but I really need Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston to get back together.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
And do it.
And Jason Momoa, my gosh, if the guy could get any hotter. He made a surprise visit to a children's hospital in Pittsburgh, and that just made him hotter.
It was real cute.
Is that it? That's the only thing he did, and now he's like super hot, man?
What do you mean only thing? He took time out for children who needed him.
That is good, but a lot of us go to children's hospital. You never called me hot.
You'd be hotter if you went.
Okay, I'll try it.
Tonight, it's Ellen's Game of Games, the Connors, Bless This Mess. You also have a show that Elvis is obsessed with, Fake or Fortune on Netflix. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, we're going to get into this next, because we watch all the huge, huge specials and shows on Netflix, the ones that get all the attention, like Aaron Hernandez and The Morning Show and stuff like that. But there's all these little splinter shows, the ones that no one else is watching but you.
Yeah.
And this one is great. I want us to learn about each other's favorite shows, the best show that no one's watching.
All right.
We binged this thing last night. Anyway, go ahead.
Next hour, we're going to talk about Adele. New music, new diet, looking fantastic, and she's so happy, so we'll talk about that.
Hey, let me play some Dua Lipa for you. I know she's doing the rounds. She's got this song out. I was listening to it all weekend. This is the one I had on repeat. Do you have Future Nostalgia pulled up, Scary?
I sure do.
Dua Lipa. Listen to this. It'll wake you up. There you go. Dua Lipa and Future Nostalgia. Love her. I love her. Just there, I said it.
Nice.
Okay, it's out of the way.
I saw her and her boyfriend kissing.
Well, they were in the building, right?
Yep. They were in the building Friday, I think.
What's your boyfriend's name? He's a Hadid, right?
Anwar Hadid, yeah.
Anwar Hadid. So is he hot?
He's not my type. He's definitely, but a lot of people love him. They think he's not, very attractive.
Okay, he's not Gandhi's type. That means he bathes.
Actually, I'm not sure that he really did.
He's kind of clean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're making out. Did you take pictures?
I didn't. I just pushed the button on the elevator a bunch of times. Like, please let me get on the elevator.
I got to go. All right, well, there you go. That's Future Nostalgia, new Dua Lipa. Hey, we got to take a break. Coming up, I want to talk about the shows you're watching that maybe no one else is watching. I know that Gandhi loves Cheer on Netflix.
Can't help it. It's a guilty pleasure.
Right. And I'm what's the name of the one I'm watching?
Fake or Fortune.
Yeah.
Dear God, I can't get enough of it. Alex and I were up all night watching it. We were binging it. And it's based in the UK. It's these art experts. You go to them if you find a painting that you bought at a yard sale or a piece of artwork that's been passed down from your great grandmother, and you're convinced it's Renoir or whatever. And they check it out. They check out the validity. Sometimes they aren't, but sometimes they're real and they're worth, millions of dollars. It's so cool.
Do you laugh when it's not real?
No, I don't. Because I don't. No. Like you would.
Like when but I watched that other show.
The point is, it's one of those shows that I don't think anyone else cares about, or no one wants to watch it. So I want to go over a list of shows that we need to be watching that we probably don't even know about.
Yeah.
What's that noise? You
I
hear
have
that?
No idea. No.
What's up?
No.
Why am I hearing noise?
I have no idea.
What is it? Can you describe the sound?
Well, hold on. It's someone playing a harmonica.
What? What?
No one can hear that but me?
No.
No.
Okay, hold on. It stopped. So whoever was playing it heard me talk about it. And okay, I'm hearing things.
Should we get you some soup?
No. Shut up. You know that we're on this complicated thing, you know. Wait, I'm hearing, no, someone's in studio listening to stuff, and I can hear them. Anyway, I don't know who it is. But people need to understand, I'm in Santa Fe, and we have this really weird, confusing connection, and I'm hearing things again. Stop it. Okay, what, Scary?
Engineer Jeff is understanding what's going on. He's on the case.
Okay, well, no, I want to tell him to come in. I want him
Jeff,
to tell everyone.
No, he's looking at the computer as if to say,
no, no,
Elvis
I need for him to come
mind.
In. He's coming I need in. For him to come in to... Let everyone know that I'm not out of my mind.
Oh, no, he looks like you're out of your
Jeff.
Mind.
Now, Jeff, I'm hearing things that no one else is hearing.
I think it's Andrew's fault.
What?
What is
Andrew,
he playing?
Andrew brought a harmonica to work today.
No.
No, I'm hearing someone listening to something in a speaker in a studio somewhere.
I'm going to look into it.
Why not, but tell people it's possible so they don't think I'm out of my mind. Hello?
Explain it. Oh, it's possible.
I mean, hold
but
on.
It's not likely. That's not saying it's
I'm
likely.
Hearing it. I'm hearing it. Shut up. It stopped. Okay, I'm going to kill everyone.
Anything is possible, I guess, right?
I just want to hear it now.
Well, I do. I wish I could record it and play it back for you. I'm hearing All right. I'm not having a stroke, am I, Brody? Maybe Nate, am I?
I don't think so. It's not one of the symptoms I had, at least.
I mean,
Elvis, this reminds me when you go to the mechanic and you have to make the sound that your car's making, but it's not making it anymore when you get to the mechanic. That's like what's happening right now.
All right. I swear to you, I'm hearing it. You got to believe me.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When you shop, bank, and browse on your phone, your personal info can go far away, leaving you exposed. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock provides protection for your devices, identity, and online privacy. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/Elvis.
Oh, my God. Holy crap. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Okay, I owe you all an apology. When I told you all to shut up, I didn't mean like... I didn't mean it out of anger.
Oh.
It's just when I was hearing music in my head, I you couldn't hear it, so I thought I was going insane. So I wanted you to be quiet so I could hear what it was. And we did find out, in fact, it was Garrett in another studio, and I was hearing his microphone and what he was listening to in his studio, but you couldn't hear it. So I'm
not
nuts.
You're
I mean,
nuts.
I'm nuts. No, I'm nuts.
But you're not but nuts.
No, I'm not that nuts.
Right.
I'm beyond that nuts. I mean, that's nothing. Oh, that's nothing. Anyway. I didn't mean to, like, shut up. I was like, psh, let me hear what it is so we could identify the sound. But now you know that I'm telling the truth, right? I'm not making this up?
Right. You are not.
Okay, thank you.
Why are you laughing? It did seem like you were for a while, though.
Why not? But let's say you're having a conversation with someone, and all of a sudden they look up in the sky, and they go, wait, did you hear that? And you're like, no.
Right.
And you can hear voices, you can hear things, and it could be indicative of some mental issues. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to prove to myself that I wasn't hearing things.
I was kind of hoping we'd never get to the bottom of it. That would have been great.
Did. All right, let's move on. So last night, I had to tear myself away from this show, Fake or Fortune, on Netflix. And Alex and I first of all, I'm just totally impressed that Alex likes it because it's based in the UK, so it's British people, and he gets bored with British people.
What? I'm telling my husband.
Well, no, I'm kidding. No, it's about the art world. It's about, you know, these art experts. You can go to them with a painting that you find or was given to you or whatever and tell them, look, you know, I think this is from a very, very important artist, and they will go through all these crazy tests and investigations to figure out who painted it. And some of these things that people are finding are worth millions of dollars.
Was there anybody who thought it was worth millions and they found it was like worth like $5?
They found a
I love that.
they found a few fakes, this and that, but it's not funny. It's interesting.
No, it is.
But my point is, you know, every once in a while you'll stumble across a show and you're pretty much convinced you're the only one in the world that would like it.
Yeah.
So fame and fortune. Now, wait, hold on, Nate. Didn't you say you've seen this before?
Fake or fortune? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fake or fortune.
I love that show. I love all of those shows where people feel like they're getting duped or they find out they have a, you know, this fortune sitting on the wall. It's just, I love that stuff.
Well, but
I think
it
we
is,
all like it for different reasons.
But it's the reality shows. I mean, I'm not talking about scripted TV. So the question is this, what are you watching that you're pretty much convinced no one else has ever watched? Because it's such an out there or very narrow focused show like this is. Courtney, let's go to line 24. People are calling in. They've got some suggestions. Hey, Courtney, are you there?
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding on. So what are you watching that you love?
Right now, we're watching, it's a British comedy show called Taskmaster. And basically what they do, they get five British comedians or five comedians, and they make them do these outrageous, like ridiculous tasks. And some of them are timed. Some of them are like wild. And take a really long time for them to complete, but each comedian does it in their own way, which makes it extra funny.
Okay, what network is it on?
It's actually, I don't even know. We watch it on YouTube.
Okay, Taskmaster. All right, YouTube.
Taskmaster.
YouTube, so much stuff to watch on YouTube. All right, thank you. See, we're writing these down, Courtney. We're going to try them out. But, you know, there's someone out there going, oh, my God, that girl, she watches Taskmaster.
Yeah.
You know, there are other people that are watching. Line 20 is Rich. He watches a show on Netflix called Repair Shop. No, what's that about? I'm assuming it's about a shop that repairs things.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it's a Netflix show, which I stumbled across. And it's about people who bring, you know, family heirlooms and it's really important to them. And, you know, that has fallen into disrepair and they come in and they actually repair it for them. And it's not a show I would typically watch, but I stumbled across it. And there's something about the way they film it that just makes it feel good by the time the show's over.
So it's like one of those shows you can watch. You don't have to really think. It's just interesting. You know what I'm saying? I love shows like that.
Me too.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you just feel so much better when it's over.
Okay, Repair Shop.
Okay.
Well, I mean, people are out there watching a doctor pop pimples. I mean, what's wrong with watching people repair things? You know what I'm saying? I get it, Rich. Thank you for the suggestion. A lot of people are texting in about The Circle on Netflix. This is a really hot show right now.
Brody loves that one.
Yeah, describe what it's about, Gandhi.
So it's about these people who all move into, it's sort of like an apartment building, and they're not allowed to see each other or talk to each other through anything but social media. So they all set up a social media profile, but some of them are lying about who they are.
Oh.
So then every week they do these different little challenges and somebody gets voted off, and only at that moment can the highest scoring person meet whomever was voted off.
Wow.
And sometimes they think the person was not who they say they were, and they were. Sometimes it's the opposite. It's kind of interesting. People seem to really love it.
Yeah.
This conversation is making me nervous because I know I'm going to want to try to watch all these shows and I'm never going to be able to get to them. Okay, so that's The Circle. Yep. There's also another one called Glow Up on Netflix. It's about makeup artistry. Now, my friend Drew, you all know Drew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drew's like my second father, and I'm out here in Santa Fe to see him this week. And he said, you know what I like to watch? And I said, what's that? I like to watch Glow Up. And I went, you're an older gentleman who doesn't wear makeup, but he loves the show.
Unexpected.
It's his favorite show.
Oh,
I don't know. Line 21 is is this Tyra?
Yes.
Hi. Am I saying your name correctly, Tyra?
It's Tyra, but yeah, that's fine.
Well, no, Tyra is what we'll say because that's it. What are you watching that you're loving?
Working Moms.
Now, where is that? What is it?
That's on Netflix. It's about a group of moms that they have their first child. They're a stay-at-home mom, and then they finally go back to work and try to refine themselves.
Okay.
So they basically go back to work after being on maternity leave for a while?
Yes, and it's difficult for them.
Aww.
See, this is what's interesting. What they are doing with all these shows that we're seeing, Tyra, is they know that there are people out there that can relate, but not everyone. But there's definitely a lot of moms out there who are going back to work and they're having to deal with the anxiety.
Yep.
So now they have a place to go watch a show. All right, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
No, have a great day. Yes, what's up, Scary?
You know, I found this docuseries called Rotten, now in its second season. And
I love Rotten.
Oh, my God. It blows the lid off of, like, everyday things and shows and exposes the corruption of things behind, like, bottled water, the milk industry.
Olive oil.
Yes. And poultry. Oh, and chocolate. The long, corrupt path that chocolate takes before it gets to the candy bar.
What?
It's insane. You got to see these episodes.
Line 6 is Stephanie calling in from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Oh, I've heard of this show. It's called Love After Lockup.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Amazing. So it's people that go on the internet to basically find prisoners to date, and they go and visit them throughout their stay in prison, and then after they get out of prison, they expect to have this perfect love, long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there you go.
Good place to start.
How many episodes have you seen?
I've watched 2 seasons now, and it's so addicting because it boggles my mind how they're shocked when these people that have a lengthy criminal history and drug history end up back in prison or end up back doing drugs. They think that, like, love is going to change everything for them, and clearly it doesn't.
Wow. Man. I got to check that out.
There's way too much stuff to watch. See, this is making me so... I'm anxious. My palms are sweaty. I want to go see all these shows. All right, well, listen, thank you for listening, Stephanie. Go have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, you know, continue texting us at 55100 if there's a show you really think we should watch. And I'm really talking about the unscripted reality type shows. I want to hear from you because I'm just loving this Fake or Fortune. It's my new obsession. I want you to give it a chance. All right, let's get into the 3 things we need to know from Gandhi. We have a no money phone tap on the way.
Yay!
Not worth anything.
Yep.
Who does the phone tap today, Scary?
Danielle.
Oh. I'm sure it's good. Not worth anything. I'm kidding. All right, the 3 things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
Well, even though he's out of the country, the impeachment trial of President Trump begins in the Senate today. His removal from office considered highly unlikely in the Republican-controlled Senate. But like I said, it all starts today, and we will keep you updated as this rolls on. Pressure to ban horse racing is growing after 3 horses died in 3 days at California's Santa Anita Park. Mm. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with this, but this has been a huge problem over the last year. Over 42 horses have died in just 13 months. So, of course, anti-racing activists want new authority from Governor Gavin Newsom to stop these races from happening. And finally, I feel like even though this story is about kids, it would relate to Scary too. Have you seen that kids who are getting their phones taken away at school are having to deal with separation anxiety?
Ugh. Really?
Yeah. So a lot of schools say when you come in, you can't use your phone, leave it alone, you're at school right now. So these people now say that kids are having such issues with giving up the phone that they're having to go and get looked at and analyzed for this deep separation anxiety
from
the phone. And I think that would happen to Scary too.
Mm-mm. Probably.
Yeah, probably. And those are your 3 things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Yeah, people are texting in, don't F with cats. Yeah, we watch that.
Yeah.
That, but I'm still... that's one of those shows, it's hard to convince someone to watch it because it deals with, you know, animal abuse. Well, just one small part of it is that. But luckily, they don't show a lot of that. It's like, oh, that kind of skeeves me out. All right. Anyway, let's take a break.
His name is Elvis, and I'm so good with that.
Whoa, we've uncovered another data breach. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
More than 26 million customers have had their DNA info lifted from the 4 leading DNA testing companies, and you know the ones I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. DNA testing companies may be as vulnerable to data breaches as any other company, and now your DNA information could be a tempting target for hackers who need to know what part of the world you're from. I don't know what. I don't know. It's no one's business, though. Every time you bank, shop, browse online, you are vulnerable to cyber criminals. Norton and LifeLock are now one company, and we're loving watching them watch us. Norton 360 with LifeLock is an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety. It gives you device security, identity theft protection, and a VPN for online privacy. It's pretty cool. There's an identity if you have an identity theft problem, they have specialists who will work to fix it. So, we all know no one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but with Norton 360, with LifeLock, you have a powerful ally for your cyber safety. I love mine. Sign up today. Save 25% or more off your first year. Go to Norton.com/Elvis. That's Norton.com/Elvis for 25% off.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hey, let's not forget what happened here Friday with the Jonas Brothers rudely barging into the studio and taking over our show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I liked it.
It's all over everywhere. You can see it. I saw it posted on several sites this weekend. And, of course, you can check it out, Elvis Duran Show on Instagram and, of course, on wherever we are, ElvisDuran.com. It was great to have the guys here. They had a wonderful time. I actually, are you ready for this? I've always wanted to say this. Joe Jonas slid into my DMs.
Oh, dear. Oh.
And I never look at my DMs ever, but for some reason I accidentally went over there, and there he was. He said, "We had a great time." I'm like, "Yay!"
Aw, that's nice.
That was a lot of fun. Anyway, so thank you to the Jonas Brothers for coming in Friday, and I love the song that he was playing all weekend long. Hey, we got a phone tap to get to. We're going to do that right now. After that, I want to ask you something about relationships. Look, either you're in a relationship all the way, or you want to be single. But there's also that in-between thing, the casual relationship. I met a couple over the weekend, and it was wonderful how their relationship is very, very casual. They're not going for everything. At the same time, I don't think they're dating other people. I don't think they have time because of their careers, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who actually like it that way. And there are a lot of people out there who don't understand how you can be in a relationship and not be full throttle. Right. Like, you know, right almost to the point where you're at the church to get married. You know, it's just, I don't know. I want to get into that. I want to hear from people out there who are in casual relationships and how it works for you. And I don't want people to call up and who can't do it, who can't do it. I don't think I could. I mean, not at this point in my life.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing because I'm going to die any minute.
Oh, right? Like, are you? Well, gee, okay. Thanks for telling us.
So we'll get into that after the phone tap, but we have a phone tap to get to. Here we go.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the phone tap.
All right, Danielle, it's all you.
All right, so Bill's daughter, Lauren, is forbidden from seeing her boyfriend, Marco. He doesn't like Marco at all, and he raises Lauren in a very tight-knit household. So she said, you know what, I think it'll be funny if the guidance counselor, played by me, called dad from school saying, yeah, she was caught doing some dirty stuff with Marco. Huh.
All right.
Dad's not going to be happy.
Yeah, messing with the dad. You know, these make me nervous.
Yeah.
Here we go. Danielle's phone tap. Let's listen in.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Mr. Valente, please?
Speaking.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Valente. This is Miss Kirtland from Semeluk High School.
Yeah.
Your daughter, Lauren, is a student here?
Yeah, that's correct.
We caught her in the girls' locker room making out with a guy, and his name is Marco.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, no, she doesn't see him.
Well, she was doing more than seeing him today.
First off, he's a lying piece of and that's why she's not allowed to see him, and she knows that.
There was a lot of groping going on, and there was a lot of tongue action going on, and we'll just say it didn't belong in the high school, okay? And I don't know if you condone this type of behavior at your house.
You know what? This is her mother's fault. Her mother bought her thongs, and I told her not to do that.
I'm not sure if it's the thongs' fault. It might be maybe the upbringing. Is this something you allow in your house?
She's been brought up very good. She is a good Catholic girl. She goes to church on Sunday. She goes to Mass.
Sir.
Why are boys allowed to go into the girls' dressing room?
Okay, first of all, we didn't allow him to go into the girls' locker room.
If I got to pick up some extra shifts, I'm going to get her out of that hole you call a school.
It's not a bad school.
Really?
No, it's not.
But you got guys in the girls' locker room. They're high school kids.
Yes, but
you know what they could do in there?
Sir, please.
They got benches in there.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep her good until she's married.
You know what? You want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay, so take it up with her. I'll hold on 1 second.
Hello?
You brought him into the ladies' locker room and we're doing all sorts of nasty stuff.
I wasn't doing nasty stuff. We were just talking in there, Dad.
Well, that's not what they told me. They told me you were kissing. They said there were tongues involved. They said you had your hands on his private parts.
This is because of you, though, because you don't let me see him, so I have to sneak around.
Excuse me.
So, yeah.
You're forbidden to see him.
I know, but there's no reason for that.
I don't think you're ever leaving the house again.
Dad,
this is how you repay it.
Making out, it's not that big of a deal.
What are you kidding me? They told me you had your hands down his pants.
This is one time.
In a girl's locker room. You think that's not going to get around school? You're making us look like trash.
Aw, Dad.
Aw, Dad, don't pull that aw, Dad on me.
because you're going to be in an all-girls Catholic school and you're going to be shackled to your desk when you get home. Did you get yourself into this so I would beat the out of your friend Marco? Is that it? You want to see us both get in trouble? You want to see him go to the hospital and me go to jail?
No.
Well, that's what you started.
All right, Dad.
So you better tell that little piece of that he better be miles away.
Okay, Dad, calm down, please.
Calm down? Do you have any idea how bad you embarrassed me? I feel like inside. I am all torn up, and it's all because of you. You are embarrassing the hell out of me. You're hooking up with some boy inside of a locker room?
Before Lauren goes back to class, I have something to tell you. This is actually Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
And you think this is funny?
Yeah.
You know, I got the door to the office locked. Everybody's looking at me like I'm a crazy man.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
There you go. Another reason why I'm not having kids.
Reason number what?
The creepy thing is the thong conversation. What was that? What was that? This is because we bought her thongs. Okay, Dad.
That's what it was.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. If you have an idea for a phone tap, let us know. Go to ElvisDuran.com and click on the phone tap link. All right, let's get into it. We have a Danielle report on the way. You've got a lot to do this break.
I really do. Well, we got to talk Royals. Come on now. It's all about the Royals.
Okay, I have an idea. Let's go an hour without talking about the Royals.
No.
Please.
No.
Okay, then what if we time it? You have 15 seconds.
Oh, gosh, that's not enough time. Okay, that's fine.
I think it's plenty of time. Turn the music off, Scary. Let's move on. Hey, all right, so in a relationship, keeping it real, keeping it casual. So I told you, I met this couple over the weekend, and they are just, you can tell they like each other. They're very respectful, but they admittedly live this life where they're keeping it casual.
Okay.
The timing isn't right, maybe, or it's working so well like this, they don't want to ruin it by, you know, moving in together, or they don't want anything too serious. They're very busy with their careers, that kind of thing. And I get that, and I think that's great. If it's working for them, it's working for them.
Right.
But their friends are just totally against it. They can't see how you can be that way. They think you have to be all or nothing.
Yeah, but see, if it's working for them, then it's nobody's
exactly.
business.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Exactly. But for instance, line 24. Let's go to line 24. This is Severin. Hi, Severin. How you doing?
Good morning, Elvis. How are you?
Doing very well. So you've been with your boyfriend for 4 years now, and you consider it like a casual thing, right?
Yes, but we are exclusive.
Okay.
So now, how do you describe casual exclusive?
We only see each other. We see each other maybe twice a week. Mm-hmm. We've only had two sleepovers in the 4 years we've been together. If I see him, I see him. If I don't, I don't. It just works.
Okay.
Right. And you're totally convinced it's definitely, you're just with each other. It's monogamous.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
All
okay.
right. So, I mean, do you have any friends that are like, what's wrong with you? Or what's wrong with him? Or, I mean, do you have
yes.
people who are,
yes.
yeah, talk about that. Like, what are they saying?
They just think it's odd. They think we're just stuck up each other all weekend long. And even when we lived a block away, I still only saw him once a week. And it started off because we have totally opposite work schedules.
Right. So he's not your number one priority in your life.
He is, but, you know.
I don't know. Well, no. See, as long as it works for you, but see, there are people listening to this right now going, no,
yeah,
I don't know. But you know why? It's because they're comparing it to what they believe is what it should be. You know, it's
no, I have
exactly.
another question.
And I've had that. Yes, yes.
Would you be upset if you found out he was seeing somebody else?
Oh, I'd be furious.
Oh, okay.
But look, if this once or twice thing a week, this once or twice a week thing is working for you, that's excellent.
Yeah.
You know? And I hope you guys at least talk about it. You talk about the fact that you do have a unique relationship and it's great. It's working out this way. And see what he says. I'm interested to see, you know?
And we do talk about that. We do talk about that. He can go out and do what he wants, and I'm not blowing up his phone. I'm not worried about where he is, and he doesn't worry about what I'm doing. It's just, it's great. I mean, I've had that relationship where we're with each other all the time, and this is just, it's nice.
Right. There you go.
Huh.
All right, Severin, thank you for listening to us. Go have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Right. See, you know what? See, I have an interesting relationship with Alex that people are questioning. Because we're only together like four nights a week, sometimes three nights a week. And it's just the way it works, and it's working for us beautifully. We love it like this. As a matter of fact, when we talk about moving in together, I know we both stop and go, ooh, I don't know. do we want to do that? I don't know. Hey, line 21 is Amy Beth calling from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Hello, Amy Beth. How you doing?
I am well. How are all y'all?
We're doing okay. Good. So you've been in casual relationships, and they worked for you. I mean, are you in a relationship currently?
No, I'm not. Currently, I've decided to spend time working on myself and not worrying about anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I love like hearing that. Yep. So even if the perfect person arrived on your doorstep today, you would still go, I still got me. I got to work on my stuff for now.
Unfortunately, I have to say that's true. I probably would. But, you know, it's what you put into a situation that makes the relationship. So if I'm not ready to put myself into it and I'm not invested in it, and it doesn't go anywhere, well, yeah, that's on me, but that doesn't mean I'm any less interested in what I'm dealing with at the time.
Right. How do you respond to people who say the following? Well, if the right person came along, it would be a different story, but obviously they haven't. I mean,
well, I have been married, I have lived with people, and I have been in casual relationships, and I don't think that any one of them is better than the other. I tell them that if that right person does come along and I know it, well, maybe the dynamic will change at that point, but currently that hasn't happened yet.
There you go.
That's fair.
You know what? It's just really funny how everyone's so quick to judge without thinking it through. And someone just sent a text that says relationships with integrity don't need definition. I think that's really well put.
Yes.
I agree.
Right? We hear more and more from people who say they're married, but they don't sleep in the same room or the same bed. They need their space, mm-hmm. and they are saying that the relationship is working because they're not forcing the relationship that people are expecting them to have.
My husband would like to do that just because of my snoring.
There you go.
Okay, but you know what? That's one reason why people don't sleep together, because of snoring. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, let me ask you this, Daniel. What if Sheldon said, I want to propose something to you. Why don't we have separate bedrooms? What would you do? What would you say?
I don't know. Like, I get it, because I know he doesn't get such a great night's sleep because of my snoring, but I would miss him being next to me all night.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, so I get that, too. All right. Amy Beth, thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Jordan on line 3, a different way of looking at it, but this is real. Jordan says, too jealous for a casual relationship. What do you mean by that?
So I try not to think of myself as, like, territorial or anything like that. But, I mean, I'm a Leo, so what's mine is mine.
Wait a minute. I'm a Leo.
I try not to make myself. So
not to toot my own horn, but, like, I'm enough. So if I'm not enough for us to just be, like, exclusively together, then, I mean, I support whoever wants to have a casual relationship, just that's not my cup of tea.
Gotcha.
Wow, yeah, okay.
No, you're not alone. There's a lot of people. No, it's all or nothing. Like I'm not. A lot of people are living a life, and maybe you too, Jordan. Like, if I'm going to invest myself into you, you better invest yourself into me, and
absolutely,
we are exclusive.
100%.
And if, you know, if you have time away from work or whatever, I want you to put me first. I want to be that number one in your life, mm-hmm. and that is not the definition of a casual relationship, I don't think. But that's cool. Oh. Okay, Jordan, and just know you're not alone. A lot of people look at it like that.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Right. Wait till you hear this next call. I'm kind of curious about line 7 we're about to go to. Jordan, thank you very much. Jessica is on line 7, not in a casual relationship, but you're saying you don't recommend it?
No, I actually don't.
Talk about it.
So I've been in a relationship for a very long time, and we transitioned into a casual relationship just because the guy felt like there was too much pressure going on.
Right.
And I actually disagree. I feel that if you think that you can't be in a serious relationship and you want something casual, it's because you want to be able to have freedom. Mm-hmm. And in regards to sleeping in separate beds or being in separate rooms, then just look for a roommate.
Wow. So you're saying, you're saying your relationship was that. You were staying in the same bed and now you're not. And you're saying it was a mistake for you to go that direction?
Correct, because I feel like a couple, a real couple who built a good foundation, shouldn't have casual, unless it's somebody who's tried the marriage, has the kids, done it all, and just wants a companion, like a temporary companion, just to have somebody
on call.
Wow. Okay. Keep in mind, though, you know, there are different. There may be different definitions of casual rolling around in people's minds right now. I'm not talking about a casual where it's so casual you can date other people or see other people. I'm just saying it's not the norm that we usually.
Right. I agree, usually, but I feel like casual allows a definition and allows the privilege for either party to do whatever they want, because that's the definition of casual. There's no worry. Nobody's required to check in on anybody. And you could have a serious, normal relationship and not call them every day and see where they are on an hourly basis. You can call them if you have something going on in your life where you're, you know, employed all day and you're doing something actively, or you're a parent. You don't have to call the other partner and be like, what are you doing every hour of the day? You can have a serious relationship as well.
I will tell you this. I don't know if you guys noticed, but several people have texted in saying, oh, my God, what? Elvis, you and Alex don't live together? No, we don't, not 7 days a week.
Right.
We are together 3 or 4 nights a week. And there are a lot of people out there that don't really understand that. I mean, what do you think of that? Do you think I can have a successful relationship and only be with them 3 or 4 nights a week?
Absolutely, because there's a lot of marriages that are like that right now. There's women and men that work overnight. They don't see their husband or their wife throughout the night. They see them as shift changing. And they probably share 1 or 2, 3 days of the week at home together. So that's as equivalent to you not being with your partner 7 days of the week.
There you go. Look, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I appreciate it. And you have a great day. Thank you for listening to us. But, you know, Gandhi, and your last boyfriend, you were casual, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't even have called him a boyfriend. The one that I was dating when I first moved here, I mean, it was very casual. We knew that there was an end to it. I lived here, he lived somewhere else, and he was going off to a place. Yeah. So,
that's a little different than I guess. There's a whole spectrum of casual. The far left, the far right, right? Mm-hmm. But your new guy you're with now, you don't consider casual.
No, I would definitely say that's serious. But everyone has their opinion on, oh my gosh, he lives in a different state. Are you guys going to live together? You have to. He has to move. No, why? We're good.
Right.
We're having a good time.
And they see each other a lot.
We do.
So. Too much.
No.
Different things work for different people. Right. Some people, if they were together all the time, it would make it worse. It's almost better that you have
a couple
days here and off.
Yeah. Right. I don't like 24/7. I feel like living with my last boyfriend ruined our relationship, so I don't know that I want to do that again.
So you've had the talk with your current boyfriend, and you guys understand that you are just with each other.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the thing is here, and I know this, I can be with Alex for 2 weeks every night if we're on vacation, and we get along fine. So I'm like, okay, I think we could do this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll marry him. All right, we're running really late. And so now we know the definition of Gandhi's relationship is it's casual serious.
I'm not serious. We just have no plans to get married because it hasn't even been a year yet. Like I think people can be happy without planning everything.
Look at Scary shaking his head.
I'm a
don't,
head out.
Danielle, don't get started with him, Danielle.
Scary, I'm a head out.
I'm like Gandhi. It's a serious relationship. The word casual, you know, it involves other things. And you know, like that woman just said. Yeah.
Yeah. If you
casual
said
casual implies you seeing other people.
Yeah.
So Scary is terrified casual.
I'm serious.
He's terrified serious.
Terrified serious.
Scary's that SpongeBob meme. I'm a head out.
Let me tell you, if you just said casual, Robin would be blowing up my phone in about 5 minutes.
The C word does not cross my lips.
That's the C word?
The C word. Scary.
It's okay. I've lived my whole life thinking the C word is the wrong word. Yeah. It's casual.
But Scary's relationship, and I don't mean to highlight you like this, and I will be very respectful. It is, in my opinion, sort of a casual relationship, but you don't see other people.
Right.
You don't live together.
No.
Right.
And how often a week do you see her?
It makes it somewhere between Gandhi and Elvis, somewhere in the middle. Because Elvis, you're 3 nights a week.
Three to four nights a week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not between Gandhi and Elvis.
No,
Both of us have declared serious.
I got a very serious relationship.
So you're saying the C word that will never pass over your lips is casual?
Right. The one that does is committed.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
More from the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Our friend Camila Cabello, we're letting everyone know that you were coming in today. And the number one thing they said was, don't talk about her dating life. I will tell you this, though. He could do better, and I'll tell you why. He could be dating me right here. You let him know I said that.
All right, I will.
Brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe. Because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
There's no single perfect bowl of oatmeal.
I like mine sweet. You might like yours savory. But when you start with whole grain Quaker oats, there's your perfect bowl. And that's what matters. Look for Quaker Oats Instant Quaker Oatmeal and Quaker Oatmeal Cups. Quaker Oats, our oats, your creation.
I'm in a bad mood and life sucks. This show really gives you the ability to bring you back up and make you feel okay.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hello.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hello,
lady.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hello, lady. I think this Friday, Uncle Johnny's coming in with another cocktail. Oh. I have made a request. I hope you guys aren't mad. I'm requesting he bring in non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
You know, more and more bars you go to, they have that non-alcoholic beverage menu. And I was reading again the other day, less Americans are drinking as much wine as used to be. People aren't drinking as much as they used to drink.
See? I don't know about you, but you know.
Yeah. No, that means more for me.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the Kelly Ripa story?
You remember she stopped drinking when she started working with Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, so what does that tell you?
I don't know.
About those other people she worked with.
What do you mean? Anyway, I don't know. I still drink. There you go. Let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Scary. What's on your mind today?
Do not surprise FaceTime me ever. Mm-hmm. My friend Cher had a baby, and I sent her some clothes, and then she FaceTimes me live with the kid right there. She said, oh, look at all the cute outfits you bought, Uncle Scary. Oh, my God. And I'm like, it's 9:30 at night. I'm laying in bed. And, you know, it was that awkward pause where it had to ring 7 times so I could put on a T-shirt. Because I don't want to be just caught laying in bed with no shirt on. Please, never, ever, ever FaceTime.
Well, you think the baby would have been upset?
At least, no, but at least text me.
You know, here's something. Just don't pick it up.
Right. No, I know, but
can you turn that music down? It's so irritating. Okay, thank you. All right, don't FaceTime. See, sometimes, I don't know why, could just turn it off, Scary. That music, that song just makes me mad.
I'll switch.
It's infuriating. Wow. There's just something about this song that's triggering me. This is much better. I like this one much better. Every once in a while, I'll try to call someone, and it will FaceTime audio call them. I know it's like that with you, Nate, sometimes.
Yeah, all the time you do that.
I'm like, well, but I don't mean to. It just does it by itself. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But maybe it's, I don't know. Anyway, but I'm just like, he's not going to pick this up. He's going to see the word FaceTime. But it's not FaceTime camera. It's FaceTime audio. Anyway, what's up with you, Gandhi?
So I posted a picture of a painting that I made over the weekend, and I love art simply for the fact that everybody has tried to interpret it as something different, and the guesses are awesome. I'm not going to say what it is because I really enjoy people continuing to guess, but art is beautiful. Go look at some paintings. Try to figure out what it is. You're probably wrong, but it's a fun game.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
What's up, Daniela?
Does anyone else have that box of pants that you're going to fit into eventually again?
Yeah.
Yep. So I asked my husband for a plastic tub, and I go, hey, I need a tub. He goes, why? And I go, I just need to put some pants in here. He goes, why? He goes, you're going to fit into them again? I said, that's the goal.
Yep.
It filled the whole tub. He said, do you want to get rid of some of them? I'm like, nope. I'm not going to have to buy any new pants when I go down a size. And he's like, all right. So we have them in the little crawl space.
It's okay. Scary does it every year. Yeah. Scary does it every year.
That is true.
Second quarter, I'll be back into the old tub.
Second quarter. I'll give you my tub. Maybe it'll fit into my pants. Wait, that doesn't sound right.
Scary's going to have a bigger tub, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, producer Sam, how are you doing? What's up?
I'm doing well. I think I'm growing, Elvis, and I'm really going to try to grow emotionally this year. So I've set myself to a task, and that's to not be afraid of things that used to scare me when I'm younger. So I am currently binging through the Are You Afraid of the Dark series, because I was afraid of every stinking episode.
Same.
And I'm watching it, and I think I'm okay, and I think I'm slowly going to work my way up to watch The Exorcist again at the end of the year.
Whoa.
Which is my kryptonite. So I think I'm growing. I hope I'm growing. And if I am a little skittish, you guys know why. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know what I love? One of the many things I love about you, Sam, is we always know where you are.
Yeah.
We know where you stand. We know how you're feeling.
I have no filter.
By the way, I don't know how I feel about the story about your grandmother.
Oh my God, it's both hilarious and tragic.
Tell everyone what happened.
Oh, okay. My grandmother was kicked out of her senior living community for getting into her third physical altercation.
What in the hell?
Tell them why.
Grandma Gladys got into a fight over the TV remote and hawked it at her. It's terrible, but I'm smiling.
Grandma Gladys is a loose cannon.
She really is. It's fantastic.
So she got Grandma Gladys out? Is a bad bitch.
She is. Oh, is and she like, also called the woman a bitch.
Is she grabbing the remote and hitting people with it or something?
She likes the volume at exactly what control she wants, so she sat and held on to the remote, and there was an uprising. They were tired of Gladys keeping the remote, so they tried to take it.
Gladys is a badass.
She's so badass.
All right. Hey, so while you're in here, Samantha, I know you are many things to us, and one of them is our astrological expert.
Yes.
So, I mean, this came up a few moments ago. We had a listener call up, and I asked her why she acted a certain way. And she says, well, I'm a Leo. I'm supposed to be that way. And we're thinking, oh, because I'm a Leo. I didn't know. Yeah, I don't know if I really truly believe that your astrological sign determines how you're going to respond to different things in life, but you totally buy into that.
I do. It's the way that the stars were kind of arranged when you were born, so it was set in you before you even realized those qualities were there.
Okay, hold on. so you're saying Nate, what is Nate's Nate, what is your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Okay,
now hear me out. This is what drives me nuts. If I say to someone I'm a Leo, they're like, "Oh, well, that figures." I'm like, okay, what do you mean about not surprised by Nate being a Capricorn? What is it he does that's so Capricorn-y?
Well, to me, he's a little bit fussy and passive-aggressive, and my boyfriend, who's also a Capricorn, has those same qualities, and they bother a Virgo because I am just so organized and straight. I have no filter.
Now, okay, Gandhi, what is your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, what does that mean?
Apparently, it means that you're a bit of a loose cannon, like Sam's Grandma Gladys. So we are kind of flighty, unpredictable, really goofy, a really good time. But apparently in relationships, the Sagittarius female can be a handful. So knowing that I'm a Sagittarius, I used to not ever care about it. Then everyone started citing different things that I do as Sagittarius qualities, so I've just fallen back on it. And whenever I do something bad now, I'm like, it's cool, I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, all right. So what is your sign, Danielle?
An Aries, but I couldn't tell you. I don't freaking follow this crap.
Okay, well, no, hold on now. Samantha, how is it you know that she's an Aries without her telling you?
I think Danielle's just very nurturing, and that's an Aries quality, which Virgo also has. So I really love that in you. And I think that's kind of why we get along so well, Danielle.
You know, our temporary receptionist, Isabel, she says that she could never date a Taurus or a Capricorn. She's just not compatible with them.
That's a thing.
So is that true? If you find out that the person is a sign that you know your sign's not compatible with, you won't go there?
I'm kind of a mess. I'm on the cusp, which means I also have hints of Leo-ness.
Okay. All right. No. Hold on.
Hey.
This on the cusp thing is a cop out.
No, either it's you a real thing.
No.
You're in or you're out.
All right. I'm a Leo, and I've been told that I'm a control freak, and I like to rule the jungle. Is this true? Is that what Leos do?
I mean, you're good at it. Yeah,
that's what Leos do.
I know, but what are the bad qualities or bad attributes or whatever to a Leo?
Oh, you have none.
No. Stop it.
You're perfect.
Or at least you think you don't.
They're stubborn. Okay. A little bossy. That's what Leos are known for.
This is all crap.
I don't think those are bad qualities. It depends on how you use them.
Okay, two things. First of all, scary. I remember he walked in one day pissed off. This was years ago. He said, "She is such an a-hole. I'm never going to date a Scorpio again."
Yo, what's wrong with Scorpios?
Never met a more jealous person than the Scorpio woman.
Wait a minute. So you're saying all Scorpios are jealous? See,
listen, they're as passionate as they are. Let me tell you something, though. But behind closed doors, they're passionate in the lovemaking department.
Gross.
Okay, really?
I'm going to vomit.
Really?
I'm an Aquarius male, so I'm a social butterfly. I'm even keel. I like to meet a lot of people. I'm a creative type.
Scary. I never knew you were so into astrological terms and thoughts.
My girlfriend got me into it.
My favorite, though, is what Brody said earlier. Brody said, so if you're so into astrological science, you're so smart about it, tell me what I am. You should be able to tell just by talking to me.
Isn't that a psychic?
but it's true. It's like, I don't know. I always think it's so wild when people go, "Oh, you're a Leo." Oh, yes. No wonder.
It strikes back to that nature versus nurture argument. It's just arguably nature. So do you grow up embracing it, which happens a lot, or is it something you kind of end up accidentally fighting?
Well, I just hate the thought that even though he's in a relationship, that Scary would not be open to a relationship with someone because of their sign. Yeah. I don't get that.
Scorpios have been shut out since day one.
I don't condone that for the record.
Scary. Lisa's a Scorpio.
Jealous. Something.
Yes, no, she's not.
You sure about that?
Oh yeah, God. I'm positive she's not.
Scary. He's married to her. He's probably pretty sure.
And
about
I remember,
that.
Actually, I remember when very early on in meeting Scary, he found out Lisa and I were both Scorpios. He goes, wow, man, you guys must have crazy sex.
Oh, Scary. Wow.
Because that's another characteristic of a Scorpio.
But I don't understand. Just because you're born in a certain month, give me a break. If I was born like 5 days later and I became a different sign because I was late or something,
okay.
Come on.
Okay, okay, let me see if I can let me describe what I feel it is, okay? And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. We do know, Danielle, that there are times during the month or year when the gravity is different than other times where you have the tides roll in higher and you have full moons that cause people to act differently than not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you're born on a day where there's a full moon, the tides are high, and people are nutty. Then it seems like your organs in your brain is set a different way than it would be with someone who was not born on one of those days. So there could be a difference between person A and person B depending on when they're born because of the way nature is. Do you agree that could be possible?
Yeah, I totally think that's part
okay.
of it.
Okay, so what they've done is that they believe, this is where it's a little fuzzy, they believe that they have whittled it down and figured out if you were born on a certain day when the earth was doing a certain thing at that time, you will be more likely to be a certain way than other days.
Yes.
Now, is that sort of how that works, Samantha?
Yeah, that's how it is. And like an easier way to describe it is, you know, depending on where the moon is, that's how big waves are. It's kind of like that, but with our insides.
So now
I believe it.
Now it's all up to the interpretation of the people
exactly.
who make
this
it
is
the,
that
the stuff.
Whatever.
Everything bad I do is only because I'm a Sagittarius and I can't help it.
This is why we can't date.
That's it. There's no other reason, and you can't blame me.
Virgos and Sagittarius.
No, so I've heard you use that excuse.
Absolutely.
I've heard under Gandhi's breath, Daniel, I've heard her go, oh, well, you'll get over it. You know, it's because I'm a Sagittarius. What do you want?
Exactly.
I'm like, pardon me? What did you say? Whatever. Oh, nothing. Nothing.
I tried that with my boyfriend, and he said, no, it's because you're being an a-hole. It has nothing to do with you being a Sagittarius.
Well, no, then you say I'm being an a-hole because I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, I
and
do.
And we're typically a-holes.
We are.
I don't know. Yeah, what's up, Nate?
If this stuff actually worked, it would be a legitimate defense in court. Like, why did you kill the guy? Oh, well, I'm a Scorpio. Like, seriously.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
I would accept that.
Well, I'm not kidding.
You can't
like, this
use
is
that.
Garbage. I agree with Danielle. This is all
it
caca.
Doesn't make it garbage. You also can't use Jesus told me in court of law, but it doesn't make it unserious.
People do try to use that, though.
It's true. It happens.
This is great. This is awesome.
This
all right, well, whatever sign you are, I'm glad you're listening to us, except if you're a Scorpio, because according to Scary, you're an a-hole.
You're crazy.
Don't say that.
Sam
that's
doesn't
nice.
Believe that.
That's not Sam's opinion.
You know,
that's
I'm thinking Sam. Maybe I should start to believe in this because remember my dad sent me that dog and the dog's name was Aries and that's my sign.
See?
Maybe my dad's telling me that I need to start believing in this.
Well,
stuff.
that's different though. That wasn't caused by astrology. That was caused by your dad sending you a message.
Okay.
Now, do you believe in that?
Oh, 100%.
There you go.
100%.
So you can believe in things that others don't believe in.
Yeah.
It's cool. Line 21, Angie, calling, listening
Hi.
To this astrology conversation. I'm sorry if we've dumbed down your day because I know that you're really into I know that you really are into astrology. Talk about your belief
in
astrology and how it pays off for you.
Okay, so like in the past 3 months I started believing in it, right? I started doing my research and there's a lot more than just your sign, but whatever. And like reading it every day said like, hey, like you're going to go through a tough time, like maybe some new changes, like a breakup, maybe you're moving somewhere else. And within the past 3 months, I went through a breakup after years. I got into grad school in a different state. So it's in a way not really predicted, but told me like, hey, these may be changes that you may be facing. And every single one of them has happened. So
wow. But
I'm
here's the question
to believe
though. In it. But Angie, what is your sign? That you were reading
on. So my sign is Taurus, but I also read on like there's like different signs that like fall to your chart. So I read two of them and both of them have really added up.
I know. But so if there are like 1,000 people with the same exact sign.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that because my mom told me the same thing.
Did they all break up? Did they all go through the same thing?
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Of course not,
now,
but
look,
it falls to your chart specifically.
Now, here's the thing, and that's something I'm very interested in getting done. Again, I've had my chart written several times. Now, this is when they take the exact time of your birth on the exact date, and I mean, they can pinpoint
where you're born. Yeah.
Exactly. They can pinpoint exactly where the planets were, what gravity was like that day, what the ocean was doing, where and how it affected where you were born. Then I can see how it could be a little closer. But if you're saying all Leos, you're gonna fart today. Okay, thanks. On behalf of Leos, we thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's still like some skepticism around it, but for the most part, I like to believe.
By the way, I just passed gas. I just want to let all Leos know. Leos, at the count of three, all Leos. Cut one. All right. Thank you for listening, Angie. I hope
say your voice sounds so different on the phone.
It does. It does. People say that because I'm three different people. I have different personalities. All right. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. What's going on?
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is ramping up in intensity today, even though he's out of the country. So senators will decide whether he will be removed from office. It would take 20 Republican senators to vote with all 47 Democrats for that to happen, which is pretty unlikely. Trump is the third president to be impeached by the House. Tesla denying customer complaints that its cars can suddenly accelerate on their own.
Oh, boy.
I know.
What?
They're calling these complaints completely false and saying that it's just a bunch of lies being spread by competitors. Tesla says it has investigated all the complaints about the unintended acceleration, and in each case, the cars operated as designed. Either way, honestly, that's enough to scare me from getting in a Tesla. And finally, last year was a really good year for Delta. And now they're doing something really cool, which is sharing their profit with their employees. If their employees are eligible, they're going to get a 16.6% percentage rate of their pay raise. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's great.
You know what I'm trying to say.
16% of
more
their pay.
Yeah. As a right. bonus, which is about 2 months for every employee that is there. So that's really
That's
cool.
awesome.
We're hoping iHeart will do that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put that story on the boss's desk.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to hold my breath.
No, don't do that.
We need you.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Elvis Duran.
Stupid.
In the morning show.
When you shop, bank, and browse on your phone, your personal info can go far away, leaving you exposed. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock provides protection for your devices, identity, and online privacy. Save 25% or more off your first year at Norton.com/Elvis.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Well, Danielle, sorry, I was looking this up. Mm. CNN is going to do Inside the Windsors.
I'm so excited. Yes. When is it?
I don't know. Soon.
So many specials.
No, it debuts Sunday, February 16th. Okay. Wait, when is that? That's
that
next month.
This past.
No, it's not. It's January, Scary. Next month. Anyway, yeah, Danielle and I are the royal freaks on the show.
I was mad yesterday because I was reading the newest People magazine and it's all about it. But it's so crazy because things happening so fast that they're not even up to date on it in the magazine and other things that happened since that went to print. And I'm like, oh no, this is no.
Hey, speaking of, this is interesting. An article from BuzzFeed that Gandhi sent me talking about how, okay, you have the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. That's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, right? Mm-hmm. But you also have the other two. Isn't that funny? The ones that are most important. I don't even know their names. Yes, William and Kate. Okay. Yeah. So when Kate was pregnant with her child, she'd walk out at the front door and the paparazzi would catch her and she'd have her hand on her baby, on her stomach. Mm-hmm. And people would go, oh, she's being such a caring mother. She's cradling her child in her stomach. When Meghan Markle walked out the front door and she was putting her hand on her pregnant stomach, people were like, look at her trying to show off.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what they were saying in this article. People just really love to pick on Meghan a lot.
They really are. It's shocking when you see the 17 different things that Kate gets praised for and when Meghan doing the exact same thing gets crapped all over for it.
Wow.
It's like, what is this? Why does everybody hate her so much? Because you really can't deny these headlines.
I tell you why they were hating on Meghan's, because she took my Harry away from me. That's why.
Is that what it is? They're all jealous?
They're bottom line, they took my Harry away from me.
I feel like they started having so many problems when he went to William about Meghan, and William was like, slow down, man. You're going too fast. And then all the drama with her dad and everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of that put a bad taste in people's mouths. And the royals, they have their traditions. They're very like, you know,
they are. They do.
Or the highway. Sheldon, my husband, says, because he married a damn American.
That's
like,
why.
Hello, you married a damn American.
It wasn't that long ago that Prince Harry was partying in a room in Las Vegas, whipping his junk out and swinging around like a helicopter.
I remember that.
I feel like
there's a good royal tradition.
But I also feel like Harry tries to be the royal he's supposed to be, but I don't think he's not that type of person.
Well, I got to say, I love them. I think they're great. And if they ever come to New York, we want to have them on our show.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
It would be awesome. I love them. Anyway, God, we have sound on the way. We have Danielle's report on the way, where she'll only do 15 seconds worth of royal talk.
Well, we're going to talk about Super Bowl bets, what you can bet on for Super Bowl this year.
Which is basically everything.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys read about, it was on Reddit, I believe, a bride was charging $50 per head to come to her wedding.
That's ridiculous.
And so her cousin said, well, that's a lot of money. I'm not going to spend $50 to come to your wedding. And then she got mad. The whole family turned against the girl and said, you're cheap, you gotta get to come to the wedding and just pay the $50, you shut up.
And then do I bring a gift as well, or is the $50 my gift to come to the wedding? Because that's what you're getting.
Well, that's what exactly.
If you're charging me, that's what you're getting.
I was going to give you a $100 gift, but now I'm just going to give $50 and I'm going to get away with it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't think charging guests money for your wedding.
No, there's a cover charge, there better be an entertainer and some other stuff happening there.
Exactly. You better give away a car.
Yeah, how many people hate to go to weddings? Right? So $50? No, sorry, I'm not coming. Right. Really?
Nothing to talk about now on our show, but I don't know, over the weekend, trending on Twitter was hashtag dumb things to be arrested for. Funny stories. People arrested for the dumbest crap.
Oh, gosh.
Is it rude to go out and eat with people and not order any food?
Oh, that's a tough one. I feel like I'm sort of at the point in my life where some of my friends are making great money and some of my friends aren't making any money at all. So when we all go out together, there's sort of that dynamic. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't want to yell at somebody because they're making you feel weird by not ordering. But then also it's like, you're kind of bringing me down. What do you do?
So went out to eat with some friends and I had a late lunch and I wasn't really hungry, ordered a cocktail. And then they brought this really great bread basket out and I ate a couple pieces of bread. And then they came. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to order an appetizer because I'm just not hungry. And then it was my turn to order. I said, I'll just have a bite of Alex's. I'm not going to order anything. And I was looked at like, what? You can't just sit there while we eat and not order. I'm like, why not? Who am I hurting?
It makes other people feel weird.
Yeah.
What's their problem?
Maybe you could have ordered a small appetizer and just like picked on it.
Yeah. You pick at it and take it home.
Think about what
you're saying. Yeah, but why? Why does he have to? Like, if he's not hungry.
Why do I have to conform?
To make other people feel okay.
Yeah. Like, Scary, what do you do? Because you're not eating right now with the Dr. Fat Loss thing.
I get a stunt plate.
What's a stunt plate?
What's a stunt plate?
I'll borrow someone else's food that's next to me. I'll get an extra plate, and I'll just let it sit there until they pick the food back off my plate. Same thing with drinking. I get an ice water with lime. People think it's a vodka soda, and I'm walking around with a glass all night. I'm not drinking anything.
Did that the other night.
Yeah, I did.
You got a stunt cocktail.
It was great.
I feel weird saying the word stunt next to cocktail for some reason. It's just, I just want to say it too fast.
Yeah, that could get weird.
Now, when you go to the gym, do you have a stunt workout? Because
wow.
Do you just walk around? Do you ever leave the locker room? I mean, how does this work?
You pretend to work out at the gym?
I did that once.
How do you pretend to work out?
How do you do that?
I feel like that's a noticeable thing.
How do you do that?
I get the lightest weights possible. Like I get like two fives, right? Or 2 1-pounders.
Hey, no, that's still working out. That's not bad.
No, it's not. And I lay on the bench. Laying on the bench is the most comfortable thing in the world.
You know what's weird? When I go work out, so many people are just sitting on the bench on their phones. I never see them do anything. And then they go, then they leave. They show up and they don't do one exercise.
But they take a lot of pictures, though.
They walk around on their phones, and they sit down on a bench and use their phones, and then they leave. Yeah. And it's like, I guess that's their time away from everyone. I don't know.
And you put the tension on the bicycle to zero, and then just watch TV and just start pedaling.
You might as well smoke a cigarette.
So why do you go then? Why bother?
I did it once. I never showed up again.
Oh, good.
So there's a gym, they built a gym for Scary called LA No Fitness.
Somebody bought me a membership for Christmas years ago, and I tried it. I'm like, I don't like this situation with all these people staring at me.
Either a lot of people like that.
Private trainer, or that's it.
So
Someone bought you a gym membership?
Someone who's so in touch.
Or was dropping hints.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome.
All right, let's get into sound with Garrett.
Hello. Oh, my God.
A stunt workout. Oh, no, a phantom workout. Yeah. All right, what sound do you have,
Garrett? All right, let's start with The Bachelor from last night. A lot of drama, everything to do about everything okay,
hold
but
on.
The Bachelor.
I got to stop you. I got to stop you. Why does anyone watch this show? Because I don't, like, Scary, for instance, watches it. And Garrett, you watch it. You guys hate it. All you do is bitch and moan about it. But is it that you love to hate it?
Yeah, I think we love to hate, but it's also everything but The Bachelor. It's all
hate,
the drama around
it. It's a
hate
watch, and you can't, it's a train wreck, and you got to watch the Hot Messes Expresses.
Okay. Like Scary.
The Hot Messes Expresses.
Okay, let's back to the sound. Go
all
ahead.
Right, talk about how Peter confronted two of the contestants last night about knowing each other before the show, before they came on the show. What happened last night, Scary?
Well, here. Yeah. Oh, you want me to talk? Oh, sure. Alia was Miss Texas 2019. She's a pageant queen, and so is Victoria P. So here you go. He's talking to Alia.
Stop it. So they're not supposed to be friends before they come on the show?
Apparently, you're supposed to not know each other, so there's evil level playing field when you meet The Bachelor, so no one has the edge.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, here's what happened.
Did you tell Victoria to tell the producers you guys didn't know each other before you came on the show? That's what we're talking about.
Like, Victoria and I are friends outside of it. Like, Victoria P and I know each other very well outside of this environment. And so, basically, before getting here, my biggest fear was that I would get disqualified and she would get disqualified because we knew the other person was coming. And I didn't want that for her. I didn't want that for me. And I was very scared for both of us that was going to be an issue. Like, that's all it was.
Ooh. All right, so that's drama number one.
Hold on. Now, do they get kicked out? I don't watch.
We don't want to ruin anything. We don't want to ruin anything, but you never know.
Victoria seems like a snitch.
All right, yes. So remember last week, it was all about the champagne that popped all over one of the contestants' faces? Well, they're still fighting about that champagne a week later.
I'm just tired of all the drama.
Why are we so focused on this champagne bottle? Why aren't we more focused on our connection with him?
Exactly. I would never steal someone's champagne. Like, I promise you and everything. I would not steal your champagne. And it hurts me that we're both in this position.
You've had plenty of time to come up and, like, talk to me about it. And I know what I said wasn't nice.
But you told me to stay the away from you. So...
So we're going to make this about me now.
It's such bull.
This is so stupid. I'm never going to look at a bottle of champagne the same.
The champagne.
Dear God. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't even sound like real acting, guys.
The champagne's getting more attention than The Bachelor.
All right, let's talk about
America's Got Talent champions. This is winners from all over the world competing against each other. And the winner of Italy's Got Talent last night, Moses Concas, performed a harmonica beatboxing routine. Now, if you're listening earlier on the show and you're listening on demand right now, Elvis heard something in his headphones.
I heard something in my headphones you guys didn't hear. And this was it?
This is the set audio Elvis heard in his headphones earlier. Okay.
That's it. Wow, that's cool.
A lot of spit.
Beatbox harmonica boy.
Wow.
Okay, so I was sitting here talking to you guys, you know, in a different studio, and I heard that in my headphones. That's what I was hearing. And you're like, what? You're hearing things? Oh, should you maybe go take a nap?
I was worried for a second.
Well, all right, in full disclosure, after the second time you heard it, I just started messing with you at that point because I knew where it was coming from.
Shame on you, Garrett.
I didn't want to ruin the joke.
It isn't a joke. That's not funny.
That's awesome.
All right. Let's join
Shut up, Danielle.
Cute little family moment at home. So imagine it's mom's birthday. Dad brings home a cake. The kids get around the table, all sing happy birthday. Let's join in on the fun.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Big fat whore.
Yes.
I did not teach her that.
Somebody did.
You called her a big fat whore?
Oh, mom, a big fat whore.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's awful.
Awesome and awful.
That's great. Thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
You're a good American.
I appreciate it.
Unless you're messing with me. All right, Danielle.
Yes.
Let's go. Okay, okay. No more than 15 seconds of royal talk. You need time here?
Go.
So all I want to tell you is that Harry and Meghan are probably moving on, doing their own thing, and they're not going to be able to serve like they wanted to.
About 5 seconds.
That good? Look, I did it in left.
Two.
It's one. All or okay. Nothing, basically.
Okay, okay. Royal time over.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's talk about Adele for a moment, shall we?
Love her.
Adele is putting out a new album in 2020. That is what her manager has confirmed. She also looks fantastic. Have you seen her?
Yeah, she looks great.
She lost a lot of weight. She said she's doing a combo of Pilates and some other stuff, and she's watching what she eats, but she said it's more about her lifestyle. She was actually on vacation with Harry Styles and James Corden.
Oh.
So that was an interesting vacation. But she looked so great. She was laughing. She was having a good time. So we're excited for some new Adele. Basically, you can bet on everything when it comes to Super Bowl, right? So now we have a list of the 10 Super Bowl prop bets that a lot of people will be putting their money on. So what color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach? That's usually the Gatorade. Like, will it be orange? Will it be blue? Will it be clear? Blah, 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 blah. Will the announcers, Joy Buck or Troy Aikman, say Patriots, even though they're not in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Will the word come out of their mouths? Will 98-year-old Betty White be in a Snickers commercial? That's another one that you can bet on.
I hope so.
Will Mr. Peanut's monocle come off his eye in the Planters ad? And who will be showing them so much? Who will show more cleavage during the halftime show? J-Lo, Shakira, both of them. Butt cleavage, boob cleavage. There's all kind of cleavage that you can be betting on for Super Bowl.
Butt cleavage.
This year. It's crazy. Let's talk about Alex Trebek. He says that he doesn't have any say in who will take over for him as the host of Jeopardy when he steps down. He says he won't even help them choose. He says, I'm not suggesting anybody for the job. It's going to be totally up to them, and they're going to make the decision on their own. Diddy is apparently planning something really big for Notorious B.I.G.'s Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. You guys remember they were besties back in the day when everything happened. And to be honest, we really started hearing more about Diddy after Notorious B.I.G. passed away. Mm-hmm. That's when we started to learn more about Diddy. So that will be happening. Let's see, tonight on television. Oh, Kelly Ripa stopped drinking once she and Ryan Seacrest started to work together. So what does that tell you about former co-hosts? Just saying. Oh. And Ellen's Game of Games is on tonight. That's what she said, Nubby. Ellen's Game of Games is on tonight. Bless This Mess, Fake or Fortune on Netflix. That's what Elvis is loving. Tell us a little bit about that, Elvis.
Oh, it's great. Watch it.
Okay. That's all he has to say. It's
no, wait, okay, back to betting on the Super. To betting on the Super going to show the most cleavage. Is John Madden still around?
Oh, God.
Nobody wants to see that.
No, we don't want to see that. Yeah.
Well, speak for yourselves.
Okay. All right, that's
anyway,
it.
Anyway. Thank you, Danielle. Right, that was a lot of fun. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is Selena Gomez.
What's up? It's Fletcher.
This is Post Malone.
With Elvis Duran.
How dare you?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, you know, every once in a while you hear me talking about ZipRecruiter and ZipRecruiter.com. And I'm going to remind you, because it may be your turn to hire someone new at your office. In your place of business, no matter how small or large your firm is, finding qualified candidates is a challenge. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and they don't stop there. They have this powerful matching technology, and ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes, finding people with the right experience. Then they invite them to apply to the job. That way you don't get a bunch of applications from people that aren't qualified. ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post there get quality candidates through the site in the first day. And thank God you know me. I'm going to do you a solid, which sounds kind of gross.
A little bit.
You can use this website that I set up just for you, ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis, and you can do this hire with ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. ZipRecruiter. Just way to hire.
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't know about you, but I'm addicted to chapstick.
Oh, same.
And there was a meme out this weekend. It's like, how many different places where you do you keep your chapstick? In your house, in your car, in the kitchen? How many chapsticks does one person need? I order it by the pack.
Same. I actually have one in my bed, like right next to a pillow.
Do you really?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
we had a chapstick disaster at my house.
Oh, what happened? Oh, no.
I left it in my pocket.
Oh, no.
And it was put into the dryer.
Ooh, what did it do? Did it ruin your clothes?
Oh, it gets all over everything. Yeah, try and get it off the dryer. It takes a long time.
You can't get it off your clothes either.
You cannot get it off your clothes. Your clothes are ruined.
Yep. There you go. Chapsticks everywhere, now including your dryer. Just like keep it in the dryer. Who on this show does a to-do list every single day?
Me.
Oh, hell
I do.
No.
I have one for today.
Do you really?
Yeah, that
and
I do.
And Froggy, you too?
Yeah, I do. I do it on my phone every single day. I use the app on my phone, and I just check it off. Mm-hmm. You know why? I'll tell you why I do it. Because it gives me a sense of accomplishment as I check things off, even remedial little tasks that mean nothing.
Oh. Satisfaction out
That's
of scratching
That's not why
off.
I do it.
Well, you do it to remember get your stuff done.
Exactly. I do it because if I don't write it down, I won't remember.
But Gandhi, you and I, we do not keep lists, to-do lists, do
no.
we?
No. And not only that, but when I see people busting out to-do lists, I'm like, I get instantly like anxious.
Oh.
Like, oh God. Because to me, it's just a list of stuff I'm not going to do.
Every once in a while, if I know I need to do something like on Monday, I'll throw it on my calendar in my phone. That's as close as I get. Maybe Gandhi, we should start lists.
Oh God, I'm just gonna put on the list things that have already been done. Oh. Wake up, done.
Okay. But really, because I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have like 12.
Well, how many of those things were on there last week? Your procrastination list.
Three of them. And then I move them over. Like, you know, I move them over if I can't. Like, there's some things that, you know, I don't have to do today.
Yeah, I put a due date. If something's got to be done today, I put a due date on it. If it doesn't, then I just leave it on there and let it run down the list as it goes, and I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah.
How adult of you guys.
I know. I feel like
don't be fooled. I'm still immature. Crap.
It's not too late. Did it? Ooh, you almost let the brown word slip.
I almost did.
I don't know, Gandhi. It's okay. We don't have to grow up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Adulting is just too much.
Overrated.
So I will tell you, and several people were talking to me on social over the weekend about why I'm in Santa Fe. And I touched on it briefly last week. I'll tell you again. But there's something that comes from this. One of my best friends in the world, Jane, passed away last week. It was unexpected. She was in surgery. It wasn't supposed to go like that, but it did. And she's gone, leaving my other best friend, Drew, and they're like second parents to me. He is now living without Jane. So we've been here for Drew. And remembering Jane, and we've had a lot of tears and a lot of laughter. We've actually had a great time with Drew. He's doing really well, and I love him so much. But there was one thing about Jane, one of the many things I loved about Jane. She was never afraid to tell you what she loved about you. And she always told me the reason she loved me, and she always used to give me the list every time I saw her. And then I remember her saying, you know, the reason we love Alex is because Alex is your protector. We love Alex because he watches over you.
Aww.
And we feel, and that's one of the many reasons they loved Alex. And so it got me to thinking, what are some of the things that made you want to be with your significant other? If you are with someone right now, did you forget about those things? Because I remember what turned me on most about Alex was he always looked out for me. Always. If we were in a crowd or if we were at a concert when I was working or if we're just driving down the road, he was always looking out for me. And sometimes I was like, what business is of yours if I'm doing this or talking to this person? As it turns out, he was always protecting me.
Aww. Right?
And I think sometimes when you've been with someone for a while, you forget about those things that originally were right there and made you fall in love with them.
Yeah.
So if you're in a relationship, and a lot of people listening are, remember that when you go home today or when you text them. Just remember what it was that you really, really, really saw in them that made you just want to be with them all the time. You should do that. Yeah, Frog.
I remember with Lisa, the one thing I always, always remember is Lisa walks in a room and the room gets brighter because she's just fun to be around.
Aww,
okay.
That's nice.
And that's her personality. Lisa's personality is one that when she enters a room, people are happy to see her. And so I always loved that about her, that she always made the room better when she walked in.
Well, then you need to tell her that, not us. And then you're going to start
yelling. Well, she doesn't do that when she comes home to me. She's mad at me because I did something stupid. But
no,
generally,
seriously.
She makes people happy.
She makes the room brighter when the rest of us are around.
Right.
All I'm saying is, you know, remember what it was that you were so turned on by in the old days and celebrate it now because that's going to help your relationship. Trust me on that.
Yes.
That's a freebie from Dr. Elvis.
Thank you, Dr. Elvis.
You're very welcome.
Open the iHeartRadio app and hear everything you missed with Elvis Duran on demand.
I don't even want to listen to the music. I just want to listen to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
All right, did anyone go to the grocery store this weekend? Anyone?
I ordered some online.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's easier. It's much easier. Yeah, much easier. See, I'm one of those weirdos. I love going to the grocery store. I love parking, going in, looking at things, you know, and I usually buy things I don't need, but, you know, whatever. It never goes to waste, rarely. Anyway, so, and when I go to the grocery store, I don't look for a place up front. I always park in the very back because I like to walk to the grocery store. I don't mind walking across the parking lot. Okay. As a matter of fact, I think some people spend more time trying to get a space up front than they do just parking and going in. So when I come out of the grocery store with my cart, I'll walk it all the way out to my car. I'll unload the bags into the car, and then I'll walk that grocery cart all the way back. Mm-hmm. And if there were a few more just sitting around that people were too lazy to take back, I'll get those too.
That's nice of you.
It's just what I do. I do it because there's exercise, you're moving, you know, you're doing the right thing. But so yesterday, we went down to the grocery store, and this lady had she put her cart right next to my door. Ooh. And just left it there and walked away. And then she got into her car and drove away. I'm like, well, I couldn't even get out of my car. I'm like, what are you doing? So I looked at the, and then I just passed all sorts of judgment. I'm like, oh, you lazy wench. Really?
I'm with you on that.
Okay, so let me ask you, why do you take the cart back to the cage? Or the corral, whatever the hell it is.
It's absolutely rude not to.
Right.
If you were in your home, I would assume you'd put something back. So reset the room when you leave it. And that includes a grocery cart.
I don't want it to hit somebody's car.
Right. Okay, so you guys return it? You don't like park it on the on the median?
Oh, no, I have parked it on the median. Wait. Yes.
You're a monster.
I'm not a monster. It's just if there's other carts there, then I go, I'll just put it there with the other carts.
Yeah, but it goes in the cart corral. That's where it goes. The little area that they have made for it. The curbs, everything. It's supposed to push right in there.
I do go to the cart corral most of the time. Okay. But there are times where
a good person most of the time.
Most of the time. There is one place that I go that doesn't have a cart corral. So people just leave the carts everywhere.
Terrible. Yeah. I take it back to the front door of the store.
Yeah. Well.
Why not? So I did a search, and there's this online about people who return carts. Hey, if you do a morning show, you do stupid searches. Do you always put your shopping cart back, or only if it's convenient? And there are five different types of shopping cart returners. Number one, people who always return their cart. They have a sense of, see, now they're evaluating you and your personality, right? Yeah. If you always return the cart, you have a sense of obligation and feel bad for making someone else do it. Mm-hmm. Number two, the never returners. People who never do it and feel it's someone else's responsibility. They might even justify it by saying something like, it gives someone a job. If everyone returned their cart, the person would be out of work.
Man, I bet those people litter too.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Number three, the convenience returners. This is Danielle. People who only return their cart if the weather's nice or if they're parked close to where it's supposed to go.
Now, that is not true.
Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. If I'm returning mine and I see somebody else kind of walking that way too, I'll take theirs and return it just to be nice.
Yeah, that me too.
Yes, as you should.
A convenience returner. No, the pressure returner. People who only do it because they know someone's watching.
Oh, my goodness.
The pressure returner.
That's me.
So scary! Scary. If there was no one watching you, you would leave the cart out in the middle of the parking lot.
Okay, here's what I would not do.
You push it to the side, out of the way.
Right, but I would not leave it in a parking space because that's inconvenient when you see a cart in a spot.
Oh, I hate
I would
those
make sure
people.
It's out of harm's way and it's not going to dent someone's car.
Nothing but how do you make sure of that?
But if someone's watching me, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch me all the way to the cart caddy. Yeah,
those people that leave them in the parking like spots, dude. That's
the worst.
Because then you
got
to
get out. Kind of person.
And move the car, and just like, oh,
put the car.
That's
back.
Definitely the worst kind of person.
Hey, someone said on Instagram, there's a guy who enforces people returning their car. It's called Cart Narc. Says if you got to check this out.
I would like to be friends with that person.
Really?
I always return it, but I will tell you, I do have this sense of accomplishment. Like, I've done something good for the world.
Oh my.
I put myself on a pedestal. You're a good guy, Duran.
You put that
cart back like a champion.
Right. I know Diamond was out shopping this weekend, and she had a cart experience. Where's Diamond? Is she around?
Yeah. Elvis, I left my cart right in the middle of the lot this weekend.
What?
Now, why'd you do
no
that?
Shame whatsoever.
Why?
It Diamond. Was cold, and the wind was blowing, okay? Listen, I don't have the time. I walked it back to my car. I put my groceries in the back of the car, and I'm ready to go. I can't.
Well,
and
even with
but
wind
the
blowing,
wind's blowing. It's going to blow wind. It into somebody's car.
Well, yeah, the wind could have blown it into an old lady's car. Hello?
Oh, well, if it was an old woman, then okay. But listen, I go to the supermarket where you have to put a quarter in the cart to actually, like, use it. I left the quarter in there. I did someone a favor. You know?
Oh, is that your justification?
Diamond, yeah. Diamond, let me tell you
so
something.
Fantastic.
You can kill somebody. Danielle and I one time almost saw an old lady killed by a rogue shopping cart.
No.
So you got to be careful. You can kill somebody with one of those things.
She was lucky it stopped before it hit her butt.
And Scotty B. Yeah. Scotty B always returns carts.
Well, and also,
always.
Here's what I do. I seek out the stores that have the ones you have to put the quarter in, and I go around the lot and I collect all the carts and get all the quarters.
God, you're cheap
bastard. What the hell?
Yeah, I made like $4 one time.
That's such a Scotty move. So you love the Diamonds of the world who don't return their cart with a deposit.
Yeah,
in it.
He likes yeah, he does.
You're crazy,
Diamond. But you know what, Diamond? There is somebody else who's going to have to come out and possibly put that cart away. The guy whose job it is, and I know you're going to say it's his job, but it's cold for him too.
And what if it does hit someone's car on a windy day?
Yeah.
It's hit my car before, and no one felt bad about that. So,
so turnabout is fair
play.
That's so stupid.
Pay it forward, bad things.
I hate that.
Monsters.
By the way, we did get a text from someone, and I do agree. If you have little kids and little that you put in the car, I get it. You're scared to leave them in the car. And,
yeah, well, yeah, yeah, and then run to the thing. But you know what? You could lock the door. Run to put it away, and then run back to the car.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, there's a grocery store here in Santa Fe where they didn't have carts for like a day because people kept stealing them.
Yeah.
They had to go buy new carts, and they have little sensors on
them. Yeah, I was
going
to say, they don't have the ones by me will have the lock, so you can only take it to a certain
point. What are people doing with carts?
If you live near an apartment building, if there's a lot of apartment complexes in your area, people will literally walk the cart and down the street into their apartments and then leave them for dead, like cart carcasses in the area around the apartment buildings. They have people that go around to the neighborhood
please, these
collecting
people.
The carts.
Monsters. I will tell you another thing you can do with a cart. You can turn it upside down and turn it into a grill. I've seen people do that.
How does that work?
You put a fire underneath it, and it's the grill. It's the bars on the cart, you know?
Wow.
Anyway, enough of that. Return your carts, please. Let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. Let's make it four things. Number one, return your friggin' cart.
Return the cart.
What else?
Not that difficult. For the third time in American history, a president is facing an impeachment trial, and it officially starts today. President Trump is calling the process a hoax and a disgrace. It will take 20 Republican senators voting with all 47 Democrats to make that happen, which is highly unlikely. We talked about this a little bit earlier. There's an outbreak of a deadly virus, and Elvis is traveling. So you may get some extra screening when you travel, Elvis. It's called the coronavirus, and it is spreading through China. It has reached parts of South Korea and Thailand. They're saying it's from the same family as the SARS virus.
Oh, geez.
And it could be deadly. As of right now, we don't have any reports of it here, but they are doing extra screening at the airport.
Why are they calling it the coronavirus after a beer company? I'm sure they're thrilled about that.
I don't think that's where it came from. Okay. And in case you missed this story last week, I think it's really cool and should be highlighted a bit more. Have you guys heard of Akon City?
Yeah. Oh, you told me about this.
That's so cool he did this.
So he's got 2,000 acres of land that were gifted to him. It's going to be in Senegal. And he is creating this wonderful city that a lot of people are comparing to Wakanda. So it's only going to use cryptocurrency called Acoin. And they want to make it one of the top eco-friendly, eco-tourism places to visit within the near future. So it looks really, really cool. Good luck. Or congratulations to Akon for that.
Love him. Thank you, Gandhi. Your phone tap with Danielle coming up.
Elvis Duran.
I love musicals.
You do?
In the morning show.
Hey, guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids Melatonin Gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, it's all you.
All right, so Bill's daughter, Lauren, is forbidden from seeing her boyfriend, Marco. He doesn't like Marco at all. And he raises Lauren in a very tight
knit household. So she said, you know what? I think it'll be funny if the guidance counselor, played by me, called dad from school saying, yeah, she was caught doing some dirty stuff with Marco. Huh.
All right.
Dad's not going to be happy.
Yeah, messing with the dad. You know, these make me nervous.
Yeah.
Here we go. Danielle's phone tap. Let's listen in.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Mr. Valente, please?
Speaking.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Valente. This is Miss Kirtland from Semelo High School.
Yeah.
Your daughter, Lauren, is a student here?
Yeah, that's correct.
We caught her in the girls' locker room making out with a guy, and his name is Marco.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, no, she doesn't see him.
Well, she was doing more than seeing him today.
First off, he's a lying piece of and that's why she's not allowed to see him. And she knows that.
There was a lot of groping going on, and there was a lot of tongue action going on, and we'll just say it didn't belong in the high school, okay? And I don't know if you condone this type of behavior at your house.
You know what? This is her mother's fault. Her mother bought her thongs, and I told her not to do that.
I'm not sure if it's the thongs' fault. It might be maybe the upbringing. Is this something you allow in your house?
She's been brought up very good. She is a good Catholic girl. She goes to church on Sunday. She goes to Mass.
Sir.
Why are boys allowed to go into the girls' dressing room?
Okay, first of all, we didn't allow him to go into the girls' locker room.
If I got to pick up some extra shifts, I'm going to get her out of that hole you call a school.
It's not a bad school.
Really?
No, it's not.
But you got guys in the girls' locker room. They're high school kids.
Yes, but
you know what they could do in there?
Sir, please.
They got benches in there.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep her good until she's married.
You know what? You want to talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay, so take it up with her. Hold on one second.
Hello?
You brought him into the ladies' locker room and we're doing all sorts of nasty stuff.
I wasn't doing nasty stuff. We were just talking in there, Dad.
Well, that's not what they told me. They told me you were kissing. They said there were tongues involved. They said you had your hands on his private parts.
This is because of you, though, because you don't let me see him, so I have to sneak around.
Excuse me.
So, yeah.
You're forbidden to see him.
I know, but there's no reason for that.
I don't think you're ever leaving the house again.
Dad,
this is how you repay it.
Making out, it's not that big of a deal.
What are you kidding me? They told me you had your hands down his pants.
This is one time. You're making it sound like I do this all the time.
In a girl's locker room. You think that's not going to get around school? You're making us look like trash.
Aw, Dad,
don't pull that aw, Dad on me. Because you're going to be in an all-girls Catholic school and you're going to be shackled to your desk when you get home. Did you get yourself into this so I would beat the out of your friend Marco? Is that it? You want to see us both get in trouble? You want to see him go to the hospital and me go to jail?
No.
Well, that's what you started.
All right, Dad.
So you better tell that little piece of that he better be miles away.
Okay, Dad, calm down, please.
Calm down? Do you have any idea how bad you embarrassed me? I feel like inside. I am all torn up, and it's all because of you. You are embarrassing the hell out of me. You're hooking up with some boy inside of a locker room?
Before Lauren goes back to class, I have something to tell you. This is actually Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
And you think this is funny?
Yeah.
You know, I got the door to the office locked. Everybody's looking at me like I'm a crazy man.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Yo, what's going on?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Well, this day has flown by. We have a few more minutes, though. Let's spend some quality time with Danielle. What are you working on?
All right, well, let's talk about the new Aaron Hernandez documentary that everybody's watching on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
So Odin Lloyd is the family of one of the guys who, unfortunately, Aaron is accused of killing. And the family is really upset because they're saying they never gave the okay on this documentary. They said that they're approached all the time about these things and they always say no. Mm-hmm. So this put them back into a dark place and they're not able to put closure on it because of this documentary. Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs is going to the Super Bowl. He also has passed Tom Brady on a list of the best-selling NFL jerseys. How about
that?
Yeah.
I have one.
Do you?
It's the only jersey I own.
Whoa.
My son wants one, so I'm going to have to buy that this week.
I'm a super fan. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Danielle. We'll be back after this.
This is Elvis. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
When you're feeling under the weather, what's the last thing you want to do? Hike to the pharmacy, right? So let CVS deliver your prescriptions. What could be better than that? Visit CVS.com/delivery for details and treat yourself well at CVS.